survey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants in the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of the Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show. Before we get off to anything in the show, I wanted to make a quick announcement, so I'm just going to get through this really quick. I've heard some blurbs that there are some people that are not familiar with our weekly bonus show goal that may have misunderstood what I had said 2 episodes ago, that may have thought that I was going to release DSP emails as a condition of meeting a goal. This was not the case. The goal was a bonus show and for Billy to zap his boobs. So I'm extending this to anyone who donated to us solely for DSP email leaks, because for one, that wasn't the goal, and for second, DSP has already released them himself, which is way better than me releasing it, because he basically signs his seal of approval on all of the info in there that makes him look bad. But if you gave me a donation solely for DSP leaks, email me with the description donation refund at drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. If you donated on January 4th and that was the reason why you did, email me with that, the amount of your donation, and your platform ID, which is not exactly, it's not necessarily the same as your display name. You can find your platform ID. It's basically the same as the platform you used to send it to me. I'm recognizing all the names from the donations that day, though, so it doesn't seem like we'll get many of those, if at all. But here you go. There you go.
We got. So, what's this drama with this DSP pendejo? What's like, catch us up? Like, what's been going on with this?
I mean,
I haven't been around.
I just talked about all of it. Yeah, you know, some of us still get to
what
use
email.
Well, some of us still get to use Twitter. So everybody already knows all
Damn,
about it.
Damn, rude.
You know what, though? I really don't want to, I don't want to rehash it all, but basically I went into DSP's Twitch stream one day and I decided to write what happened between us and him about a year ago. I put Phil was going to be on our show. We were going to, I invited him to come here and play Street Fighter, but he bitched out. I didn't even say bitched out. I said he canceled because he lets trolls control his life. or can make his decisions. Okay. Whatever I said, however I worded it. And then he banned me immediately and posted this post claiming all this stuff that was total bullshit. Like, none of it was true. So I didn't think anything of it. I was like, oh, he's a bitch. He banned me and then talk shit later. That's what Phil does all the time. But then I got pulled in. I started getting tagged in this Twitter thread of all of his detractors posting screenshots of him banning me. And I'm like, Phil's lying here. So I guess I'll just read off the emails. I don't feel comfortable. I'm not Onision. I don't want to pull an Onision and leak actual emails. I was like, I never once said I'd leak them. I said I would read them out loud, which I printed them up. I read some of them. I didn't want to read all of them in one night, but partially because people were questioning whether they were real at all because they were trying to get me to release the actual emails themselves, which I already said I wouldn't do.
Well, good on you.
Hold on. Hold on a second, though. The thing is that it's even better that I didn't. They were all like trying to rush me into releasing them, but Phil ended up releasing them all himself. And now he can't question the veracity of them because he's the one who leaked it. And it all makes him look extremely bad. Anyway, yeah.
Well, you know what? Good on you for being a stand-up dude in that situation. That's cool. And thank you for taking pity on a poor Twitter refugee who is out here in the cold, uninformed and alone. So thank you.
That's what I told you. I said use the Drunken Peasants Facebook fan group as your own personal Twitter. There's thousands of people there.
I've been shitting all over that thing. It's been great.
I know. And it's like you're like, could you imagine if you, like, in your days of trying to trigger people on Twitter, because that's what you did on Twitter. Like, you try to trigger people. Now you can do it, but also, like, you're the admin at the same time.
Mm.
Unlimited power!
Yes.
Yes.
It's great, dude. I like it.
And
it's
as always, if we meet tonight's goals, I will release my DMs with Onision.
Wow. Wait. Wow. If you fill the whole bonus show thing up tonight.
Yeah, double it. I don't even think I have DMs with Onision. He always deletes the DM groups that we're in. And I haven't had DMs with him for fucking a long ass time anyway.
You know what?
It's a joke, guys.
DP meetup outside of the front gate of DSP's gated community.
Oh my God. How about this? How about DP meetup in me and Joe's basement? Everybody can come to our house. We can drink vodka shots.
You guys have a fucking killer ass house. There's a fucking baller in there.
We have a really cute fucking house that we waste by just living in it. We should be doing house parties 24/7.
I went and partied at your house once and ended up doing ass prints with Joe and you and Ben was there too. Everybody, we're all doing ass prints.
Why do you bring this? Dude, we've talked about this so many times.
Well, it was a callback to
it was great.
An old bit from this show where there was dirty butts. And we
it's
were
member
like,
berries.
Well, yeah, it's member berry. Let's member berry the dirty butt bit. And we all had
Ben's such a hater.
We all had pretty clean butts.
I am a hater.
We have pretty clean butts.
I'm sorry. I won't hate for the rest of no, I can't lie. I probably will hate again before this is over.
I know why you're upset. It's because your college team is out of the playoffs. I understand. Oh, mine is two. Mine is two.
I mean, that happened a while ago. I might have been upset when it happened, but that was, what, like 2 weeks ago? I mean, you can't lose to a better team. So I'm going for Clemson to win the national title.
I am too, actually. Yeah. I am too.
Oh, man, they're one of the best teams. I mean, like, to lose to Clemson... What was it like? They lost to him by 6 points. I don't remember the score. I think it might have been like less than a touchdown. I don't remember.
Speaking of the Onion Boy, The Right Opinion released a part one of three documentary on Onision himself.
Ooh.
Yep. That is true.
Go ahead.
By the way, Jeff, have you noticed Chris Hansen's background in his videos these days? There's a lot of photos hanging from the walls, and there's a Christmas tree. Did he order a Christmas tree to set up in his hotel room?
He's moved in officially
at this
point.
No, it's the same. No, come on, dude.
Nah, I think the production company is now paying his hotel rent. I don't fucking know, dude. Whatever. I was being a spicy boy. Do you think I take a real firm stance on anything I have to say about Chris Hansen? But still, he's homeless. also, I was just gonna say, like, this is all I was gonna say was I met the Right Opinion at VidCon. Really super cool guy.
Yeah.
I bet the video is really awesome. I probably already know everything in it, so I'm not gonna watch it. But like, if anybody thinks that they might have missed anything, the Right Opinion is probably gonna be the guy you're gonna want to go to and watch to get totally caught up, like, comprehensively.
Yeah, he does great commentary content.
Great. Yeah.
Very thorough, very entertaining. He's a good dude.
Yeah.
I can't say enough good things about him. The only bad thing I can say about him is that he's not, you know, taller than me.
He's British.
Yeah, but he lives in America, I think. I don't know.
He does.
He's a party boy. He has a good time. He had Party House at VidCon. He's fucking awesome. I love hanging out with that guy. Yeah. Good dude. Good sweet boy. He's a sweet boy. Just like us, the sweet boys.
All right, let's play some action. Or actually, no, let's do crazy people first. I'm just going to speed it up and render it this way. I'm glad I thought of that idea.
Wait a second. Is that Scrota? Or Yoda? Shit.
Scrota?
What? Yeah, is that Scrota? Mm.
So I want to revisit the Nick Fuentes catboy thing really quick here for a few reasons, and these will all become apparent soon. I do want to play JF's reaction to catboy.
Oh my god!
And what he said about it. Have you seen this, Jeff?
No. I'm super excited.
All right, here it is.
Red Flag says, "Are you jealous of Nick Fuentes for having a catboy companion?"
Are you jealous of Nick Fuentes for having a catboy companion?
If you were a more successful YouTuber, you would have a catboy of your own to hang out. With him, all the-
You like it?
No, I'm in love already. This is great.
All right.
The time. Well, people have been telling me, Jeff, you're of bad faith in your analysis.
Forever happy,
of the
my fiance introduced me to DP. Take that as you will.
Da, grazie.
Thank you. Grazie. Thanks for watching.
Question. Just so you know, I mean, I've been showing the video to friends of mine, and I was like, "Is this heterosexual?"
What do you think he's gonna say?
Is this heterosexual?
It's fascinating. Me and JF are almost like soulmates. I too have been showing that video to literally everybody I know, and also asking, not quite, is this the heterosexual? But I something similar. So.
Well, here's the thing: the only person JF knows is Mama JF, so he's just been showing it to her.
The title of the video wasn't simping out at the weenie dog. So that's got some bonus points in it, at least.
And even people who don't know about Nick Fuentes, who don't care about Nick Fuentes, they told me it's extremely, extremely homosexual what we're seeing on this video. So I think
this guy's a PhD biologist, all right? So like, look, deepest apologies to all of the Nick fans out there, all of the Nick crew.
Yeah, he's distinguished faculty of the prestigious Duke University.
Yeah, we have a former prestigious staff at Duke University, PhD biologist J.F. Garriape, and it is official. He is labeling Nick Fuentes as homosexual. So
homo.
Sorry.
That there was highly homosexual behavior in there. Now, it's the choice of Nick. And again, I don't call to discrimination. I say, go for it, Nick.
Yeah.
Live your life as you intend. Hello, Mama Jeff.
Hello.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is heterosexuality in action.
Yay. Yes, this is the peak heterosexuality right here.
This
all right?
is what you want to aim for when you aim for heterosexual relationships.
Just when you thought the video couldn't get any better. Too.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Kaboom! She just like flies onto the screen.
Depending on how she responds to this, I might want to get this video tattooed on my soul. I don't know if that's possible. But I might want to try and figure a way to do it.
Is she now going to offer to have sex with Nick Fuentes to bring him back to the straight side?
I turned him straight. Oh, no, you could probably say it better.
I could, yeah, probably. But I don't do that impression. It's against my religion.
It's disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
Hey, I just want to say, James Alsop is too shy. He don't even have a children.
What? What?
Did she say James Alsop?
I think she said JF. Hold on, let's get that one more time.
Yeah, we're going to need to play that one back. Get that one in the
She's so pretty. Look, we take the piss a lot, but I do have to say, if you could say anything else, but Mama JF is a very, very beautiful lady, and her smile makes me really happy. That's legit.
I love that they're happy together. They deserve to be happy. They do.
Yeah, dude.
Hello. Hey, I just want to say, James Alsop is too shy.
James Alsop, yeah, she did say that. Yeah. James Alsop is too shy.
He has no
child. He's not even having children. And then also,
wait, but don't say anything edgy, right?
He cringes every time she says something. It's crazy. Yeah. I can't believe he still lets her on. I mean, whatever.
I mean, it's inhumane to keep her in that cage all day.
Oh my God, in Zikret.
In Zikret.
In the private space. A cat.
JF is, I'm not even a cat, but
I'm
a cat.
Yes.
Did you drink alcohol?
Did he turn his head so he wouldn't have to kiss her there?
And then he commented on, is she drunk off the kiss of her breath?
Wow. He turned his head. He was like, no.
Or something.
That was kind of like when Zoltan's girlfriend was trying to kiss you.
He did react the same way.
Yeah, like
JF is a sweet boy,
but that's his own girlfriend.
Oh yeah, huh?
And she's not like blackout drunk,
huh?
Yeah,
maybe Zoltan's dating Mama JF as well, and we don't know that
because he told me to clean the house. So I was like, emptying the bottle of
alcohol. Oh, you were cleaning the bottles of alcohol. But I wanted you to clean, like, the floor and the fridges, not the bottles.
You were cleaning the bottles of alcohol.
I like this freeze frame. This is happy.
Yeah, this is cute.
Too. This is wholesome.
And then you
got
Catboy Nick Fuentes in the lower left-hand corner, too.
Yeah.
This is cute. Look at how many levels of cute there are here.
Oh, man. That's so great.
Maybe, you know, their politics is off and they're very disagreeable with our way of life. But we cannot disagree with the love of JF and Mama JF or the love of Catboy and Nick Fuentes.
True.
They're living their best lives, being happy, being loved. If they go out and get a hot dog, slurp down a wiener together wearing cat ears, or if they go and make a full 7-course French cuisine Christmas dinner, like, live your best life. Don't tear down people around you to get there. That's the hard part, is when they're just looking at all these human beings and saying that they're lesser than. Well, you're not lesser than. We're all lesser than, actually. We're all gross, greedy little bitches. But it's not because
of
some
God,
race
Mama
realism. Or...
If I leave her unchecked for a few minutes,
okay, she gets into the
if
wine
I
cabinet.
If I leave her unchecked for a few minutes,
she cleans out the liquor cabinet.
Gets into these crazy situations.
What is Jeff gone?
Uh oh.
Yeah, he is. I don't know what happened. I'll call him back really quick. No idea what happened. Boop,
boop, boop. That was bizarre, dude. That was super weird.
You got cut off.
Yeah, well, like everything on your guys' end, like, froze for me. That was really
happy
crazy.
Happy birthday to me.
Look.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to Phil.
Happy birthday Phil Oliver Holes.
Happy birthday, Phil Oliver Holes.
Happy birthday. I guess I missed the well wishes of Mama JF and JF. I wish them a happy life forever after on Garbage Island. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
All right, this past week, for some reason, I remembered all the times last decade when people who felt slighted by me told blatant lies about me. More than degeneracy, it's the lying that makes me go off. Don't know how you deal with it, Nick. It's hard. And that's what it's been. That's what it's been for the past 3 months, is lies. And that's exactly it.
So the truth is, he was hard on that date with Catboy?
He's about to address it, okay, like, on his show for the first time,
okay,
here.
Okay, good, good, good.
But he lies about people all the fucking time.
Find yourself a mama, JF.
Yes.
Yeah, Pizza Ham.
The Hammer knows.
Hammer time.
Get yourself a woman like Mama JF who cleans everything.
We'll
starting
cook
with a liquor
like
cabinet.
A 9-course meal.
Did she cook it?
She cooked part of it. Yeah, he said she cooked. Like, they cooked it together. I mean, you know what? JF always said he would do a cooking show, and for Christmas they did do a cooking show. They showed them prepare all the ingredients and everything. It's kind of it was pretty good.
For me, a very honest person, obviously, you know, for somebody that has staked my reputation, my life on telling the truth about the world, honesty, the truth.
My reputation about telling the truth.
No,
and then I get called out on one little date with a cat boy. That's not very fair.
That's like when Onision called himself the fact machine.
Yeah.
Fact machine. Yeah. Facts. I got facts.
It's something that matters very much to me. And so when people lie about politics, that irritates me. But when people lie about me, well, it irritates me more. So, yeah, I guess I'm just extremely tough. I guess I'm just the toughest guy in the world.
Must be.
But I'm waiting. You know, I want to look. We have to address the Catboy thing at some point tonight. Everybody's so concerned about it. I was waiting for a good question about it, but I might as well.
Yeah, he just, you know what? He just never got a good enough question about it. That's why he ignored it up until here. That's why he blocked anyone who mentioned it. I sent people to Nick to like tweet at him about it, and everyone that did it got blocked. So.
Oh yeah. Oh dude, he blocks people. Like I block people. Well, I did when I had a Twitter. But I used to block a lot of people too. Nick Fuentes is like Shivesian level of blocking.
So why was he
crazy.
So mad when Ben Shapiro ignored his ass, saying you're not for freedom of speech?
Because it's Nick. It's the same thing with him and his whole fucking audience, man. Like, it's rules for thee, but not for me, you know? Like,
yeah.
Why are people trying to make it seem like Nick Fuentes is gay?
I advise him to change his name, because, you know, Lolly...
You advised him? Why is... So he's under your advisement at the
very
least.
You know, because Lolly is a little too close to pedophilia, and I can't be exposed this early in my career.
Yeah. Listen, later on, he's gonna say something, and I'll point it out when it happens. It's funny that he just admitted to hanging out with someone that goes by the name Lolly Socks, but later on, he's gonna claim someone else is a pedo.
It's not great optics.
The name Lolly doesn't necessarily mean
it's just funny. It's just, okay, well, he shouldn't be throwing that shit out around though.
Well, he definitely shouldn't.
I didn't necessarily like. I didn't put my stamp of approval on Catboy Cammy. I was like, it's not really.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, I told him to change it, but not to Catboy Cammy, even though he did. Like, I'm responsible for him changing from Lolly Socks, but not for him settling on Catboy Cammy.
Little Lolly Socks, it's hard to be worse than that, but, you know, is that really better, Catboy Cammy? In any case.
What
about
mouth.
Catholic Priest Blowjobs?
Yeah.
How about that name instead?
Catholic Altar Boy.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Can I just say why this bothers me so much? Why it's so fucking obvious that there's more going on to this than anything else? All Nick would have to do is throw this dude under the bus. That's all he'd have to do. And he's thrown way more important people under the bus before in the past.
But he can't throw
huge
under the bus.
That's what. But like if you go to Catboy Cammy Live, he's got 1.67. subscribers. He doesn't even have 1.75 thousand subscribers, not even 2,000 subscribers. And Nick still is trying to be like defensive of this guy. There's something there. There's something there.
In the video, he was talking about how he put him up in an Airbnb, right? He flew him out.
Yeah.
Like he's got a little bit of a crush. It's just
he's gonna address that.
Crush.
He's gonna address that.
If you don't know who he is, he's been on the Weekly Sweat. I did a stream with him like what?
The Weekly Sweat, starring Nick Fuentes and Lolly Socks.
Yeah,
that just sounds like a gay porn.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
last month. He was a DLive streamer. He would stream 24/7 on DLive. And he would do these, like, Filthy Frank-style lifestyle streams. He was on 24/7. So he had his wall papered over with, like, anime posters. He would go out to anime conventions and other things wearing anime
dresses.
He's
got really big, gripped muscles that make my dick hard, you know? It's just
the dude actually is kind of fit. Like, I saw him.
Ripped.
Yeah, he is. He is, actually.
Do IRL.
I mean, he's skinny ripped. He's like lean and cut.
Around, like, lifestyle content.
He's an Adonis.
You know, I mean this in the most heterosexual way.
Anybody would fall in love with this Adonis and cat ears. Anybody, Adonis. Not just Nick Fuentes.
Proof of everything anybody I've ever hung out with has ever done, obviously, right? But that is the context. He's based in Red Pilled. You know, I caught a couple of his.
He's based in Red Pilled.
Dreams, and he watched Greatest Story Never Told. Okay, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is.
And he knows how to use an anal training kit. He's based Red Pilled and anally trained.
I don't know what that is. Damn it, you know, whatever. Well, okay. So he watched a documentary and...
Did you spoon when you watched? So they sat together and watched a documentary.
So wait,
sounds like
on.
A date.
So he's saying, he's based in Red Pill. He watched The Greatest Story Never Told. And then he goes, I don't know what that is. It's the untold story of Adolf Hitler.
That's right.
Pro-Hitler propaganda. And yep. then immediately after Nick says he's based in Red Pilled and he's a sweet boy that watches Hitler propaganda, Nick immediately goes in to say, I don't know what that is. I don't know. But you didn't mention it by name and used it as a credential for why Catboy is a special boy. Not because he's handsome and tall and wears cat ears and delves into your lolly socks fucking fetish. not because of that.
He has a catboy fetish.
But because he watches Hitler propaganda, and then you immediately rescind that after saying it as a way to dig yourself out of this hole. Nick Fuentes, that's disingenuous, dude. Except the fact that you fucking have goo-goo eyes for Catboy. We saw it on video, bro. We don't care if you're in love with Catboy. Your audience obviously does. Because they're hate mongers, pro-Nazi fucking hate mongers. And they obviously don't want to see you happy with Catboy. But we want to see you happy with Catboy. We think
you're pro Catboy.
Yeah, your time's better spent sucking down wieners with Catboy on IRL streams than it is going around claiming that you're based in Red Pilled by watching pro-Hitler propaganda and then immediately afterwards backing away from it like you don't know what that is because you're a fucking lying pussycat. You're the pussycat, Fuentes. He just had the ears on.
I don't approve of that documentary, but you let it slip, right?
Look, I don't approve you let it slip. I don't approve of it, even though I'm using it as a literal credential to smooth over the fact that I have a big old crush on a cat boy. Okay, pussy boy. Okay, little pussycat, drink your fucking milk. Meow. Spill your little milk, Nick Fuentes. Spill your little milk. And you just proved to us that you're a fucking scumbag.
But, so, you know, talk about letting things slip. It's things like that slip, not other things.
Oh, yeah, you didn't let it slip into Catboy's mouth when you were sucking down Hot Dog Lady in the Tramp style on an IRL stream? Okay, just because you were sucking down wieners together, you didn't let it slip, but you let it slip that you are a fan of this boy because he loves Hitler propaganda. Buh! And then you immediately back away from it? Buh! Nick Fuentes, you're not truthful. You're not a truthful boy. You're backpedaling right now because you are in love with a cat boy, and you're the bigger pussy because you
is
won't
the cat
admit
boy?
It.
Yeah.
Hey, the cat boy's in
watching
here.
A certain six-hour documentary. I'm just going to pretend that didn't happen. He was watching a certain six-hour documentary. He was red-pilling people on HBD, all kinds of things. And I'm like, okay, this guy's like based in Red Pill.
He's based in
Red
Pill.
Like, I mean,
he's the perfect lover for a lonely boy like me.
He sounds like he's reading a personal ad, and he's like reading all of the accolades that someone posts in like a dating profile.
He's a based in Red Pilled cat boy that's willing to fly out and meet with little Thicky Nicky.
He likes walks in the park and Hitler.
Let's go jacket shopping together, guys.
He likes cuddling on rainy afternoons.
Yeah.
And fascism.
The only thing that makes us even better is, like, here's the thing. When it was Nick Fuentes versus, like, the establishment Turning Point USA neocon kind of shit, I was enjoying watching Nick get those people real riled up and pissed off. I liked that. I liked that he was pissing them off. That was fun. But really, there is no sweeter end to that whole saga
than this.
Than to know that he's butt fucking a cat boy. Like, that's so good.
Here's the direct description of this red pill based and red pill credential that Nick Fuentes just used to make people accept his love for Catboy. Adolf Hitler, born in Brno, one man who will change the history of the world forever. A documentary that tells the tale that victors still do not want you to know.
It's romantic.
If that's not pro-Hitler propaganda, then what is it?
Oh, no, it's pro... Oh, dude, legit. That shit is like one of the most overt cases of fucking neo-Nazi propaganda. Yeah, dude, absolutely.
Based in red pilled. Yeah, no, we obviously couldn't IRL stream in Hitler's Germany, but we can imagine we could. This is our Romeo-Juliet relationship where he comes in with his cat ears and I come in with my $14 off-the-rack last year's sales suit that I wore to communion when I was 14 and still fit in. And I walk in together. We walk into occupied Germany holding hands, dancing, loving it. And Hitler's like, wait, these two, they can stay. We'll burn the rest of them. But these two, they're okay with us. It's all right.
I put in a couple of chats on DLive and I said, like, you know, what's the deal with, like, the anime costumes? What's the deal with...
He was chatting him up on DLive. He slid into his...
his DMs?
Not like his live chat, I think.
Hey there, Catboy. Really think you're cute and based in red pill ways. I don't exactly know what the greatest story never told is, but I'll tell you a little story about a little lonely Catholic boy looking for some kitten purrs.
Somebody in the chat was saying the Catboy is the one who flew Nick out, too.
No.
Somebody was saying that in the chat.
No.
I don't know.
I'm not going to believe everything I hear. If you
I
have evidence
I heard
of that,
out of Nick's mouth that he picked out an Airbnb for.
I don't know if that's true.
For Nick. I thought Nick said that.
He
in the
denies
live stream.
That in this video.
Okay. I thought he literally said that in the live stream.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, just because he denies it doesn't mean it didn't happen, but I'm neutral on that because I don't have evidence either.
Well, here's the evidence that Nick is a liar. He literally used this fucking Hitler propaganda as a reason for you to accept his Catboy love.
Sure.
And then immediately afterwards says, I don't know what that is. Ha ha ha.
He said, well, you know,
disingenuous piece of shit.
The point of the anime stuff, the point of the getup is because it's funny or it gets attention. It's disarming, you know, and people are not as reactive to certain things. If you're wearing a costume, you know, that was the gist of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. Because at first I had the same reaction. I'm like, here's this guy who's doing weird things. What?
That doesn't sound very detailed. That doesn't sound like you had a real reaction.
What's the deal with that? You know, how are you based in Redfield, but you're doing weird things? And he explained it to me. And he came out to the United States to do IRL streams. And we did a stream together like last month, okay? This was 4 weeks ago. And people made a big deal out of it at the time. We did a 10-hour lifestyle stream. We, like, got lunch. We went to an arcade. We did a few things,
you know? Went jacket shopping. Tried on the same jacket.
They did do
that. Saw who looked better in the little Jackie Jack while we lift up our arms and show off our muscles to each other. Get a little half naked to get dressed again.
And
it takes so much
effort. At the time, it was like a little...
It takes so much effort at this point to try and make some sort of excuse on how Nick Fuentes is not fucking the Catboy.
I love,
like,
how
it's
excuse,
monumental.
I love how his excuse is like, look, yeah, he's a little Twinkie Catboy and I'm a little Twinkie Catholic boy and we got together for a date, but don't worry, he watches Hitler propaganda, guys. Don't worry.
You know what's hilarious?
Based in red pill.
Based in red pill, guys.
I saw some people saying this in the chat and I just looked it up. Catboy is on IP2 network just like we are.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that already. I knew he was an IRL streamer. I had people in my DMs, the collective was like, but by the way, he is an IRL streamer. He's part of the community. He is not that popular, but him and Nick Fuentes hooked up. And the collective actually told me this.
What?
It said Nick Fuentes.
You've got the exclusive from the collective?
Yeah, yeah.
About these two?
Yeah.
Really? Wow, it's okay.
They're not in love. They're just exploring.
Experimenting?
Yeah, it's just a little analysis. They're having a final analysis of each other's sexualities.
Yes, shout out to IP2 Network. Everyone, check it out. What's the URL for
IP2?
It? IP2.network. IP2.network. It's a collective of multiple streamers. We're on it. Ice Poseidon, bunch of other people. Check it out if you like. A lot of them are IRL streamers. Yeah. So if you like that stuff, there's an endless supply of it there.
IP2 is not red pilled. They're green pilled.
This is fresh off the Milo thing. Everybody was up in arms about the Milo thing. Oh, he's on the Milo show. And then the Lolly Sox thing happened. And oh, everybody gave me our time about that. But then it blew over. You know, then everyone like got over it. Whatever. It was a stream, not a big deal. And then much more recently, this Vouch guy found it, I guess. He found
it. All right, Vouch. This is the best part.
Really quickly, he's saying everybody got over it. Everybody got over it. That's kind of how the whole Nazi thing happened, right? Like people accepted all the fucking inaccuracies and shitty things they would do and get over it because the overall goal was some real fucking driven shit. They'd look the other way when there were piles of dead bodies. They'd look the other way.
Yeah, yeah.
And then history would rewrite. There couldn't be that many dead bodies. We did the cookie math. Your whole crew's got a history of looking the other way, motherfucker.
And I don't think everybody like got over it. I really don't think so. I don't think it was Vouch that really. I think Vouch like dragged it into the light maybe a little bit more. But his audience has been roasting him about this ever since it fucking happened.
Are they trying to say he's like? This. Is he saying he's trying to like shame them for being gay or something? Is that what his audience is saying?
Well, this is actually Nick gave us a super chat right now. Said, "Hey, we tried on jackets. We even tried on the same jacket at the same time. We bought some hot dogs. No big deal, guys."
Hey,
thank you for your $2, Nick. I'm glad to see you paying.
And by the way,
money where your mouth is.
If you send in Streamlabs, we'll read them at the end of this little segment of Nick videos.
And everybody saw it. Everybody got over it. And then this guy Vouch found it, and he made a video. Or then he just started lying about what happened. He said that I flew guy out to the United States, which is not true. He said I put him up at hotel, which is not true.
It was
an
Airbnb,
right?
It was
an Airbnb.
Yeah, it was not true, not a hotel, Airbnb. Is he? I swear there was a clip in the video of Nick himself saying he picked out the Airbnb for him and got him the Airbnb.
Oh, dude, Review Tech in the chat.
Hey. And we're talking about young Nick Fuentes and his date with Catboy and how now it's some big fiasco because Nick Fuentes fans are like, hey, we're just base closet red-pilled Hitler lovers. We don't like this man-on-man dating. And he's having to explain to his audience that, you know, it wasn't really a date. I didn't suck him on camera. We just had wiener or a weenie roast and then tried on the same jacket together. Had a long man date. That's all.
I wonder if there's like some Nick Fuentes fans out there that are now like so heartbroken. Like, well, I think I'm based. I think I'm red pilled. I love Hitler. I hate the Jews. But does this mean now I have to suck dick and fuck cowboy butt?
I mean, that's the best case scenario, right? Like they start weaning their way back into normalcy by sucking off cowboys.
So Review Tech. Yeah. So Rich is hoping we were talking about DSP. I talked about him at the beginning.
Yeah.
If you go back to the beginning, I address that after all the beginning stuff plays and we come on the air the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no good DSP content coming up tonight, guys. So please do not send all of your cherished donations to us for more DSP content.
Right. That's the last thing we want.
As we know, we're cash grabbing off DSP's name. So please, if you don't just want to give us money because we want money,
here's the thing though.
Don't do it.
Even though you're obviously joking about that, they will take that and say that you weren't doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Scooby doo bop bop doo bop boo.
Yeah, I like that. Where did that originate? The beginning of the Review Tech videos. The like boop 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 boop. Like what is that? Where did that come from?
From the internet.
Okay.
From the internet.
Internet.
All right, back to Nick.
Back to Thick Four.
All kinds of other things. He said this guy's a sex worker, which is not true. He said that the streamer is gay, which is not true.
Yes, he is.
You know, the streamer in question, Lolly Sox, Catboy Cammy, is not a homosexual. You know, that's just not true. So,
okay.
If anybody can find any evidence to the contrary on any of these points, feel free to share it. But You know, for the most part, it's been a lot of lies, exaggeration, misinterpretation by bad faith actors, by people that are willfully lying. The Vaush guy who made the video where a lot of that has originated is a far left Marxist pedophile. He is homosexual himself. He's obese. He has said that he's in favor of violence against right-wing people. He says, I'm like the most influential neo-Nazi in the Western Hemisphere. And he made a video gloating and lying about this stream.
Look, I'm going to tell you all the reasons why you shouldn't trust Vaush. Just don't look at the actual stream, okay, guys? Because if you look at the actual stream, it looks like two boys on a date. And they look happy, and they look like they are maybe going to fuck afterwards, but they might not have the balls to actually do it because they're so repressed. And that's okay. Nobody's here in a race to fuck each other. Like, take your time. Fall in love over time. Come out casually. Don't come out at all. Stay in the closet your entire life. Have a horrible fucking relationship with a woman you don't really love. Make babies to marry and reproduce and toe the line of your based-ass red pill life. But let's be honest, Nick Fuentes, you looked fucking happy when you stared into Catboy's eyes.
He doesn't look happy now.
Yeah, you're backtracking right now. You went as far as you could to say that this boy is a sweet boy because he watches pro-Hitler propaganda. And then immediately after you use that as the only redeeming quality of this gentleman you're defending, you backpedal saying, I don't know what that is, though. I don't know what that is. I'm not a boy that watches pro-Hitler propaganda, even though you literally name-drop it as the only redeeming quality for this man. You look so lovingly into his eyes during an IRL stream when you sat down and sucked down hot dogs weenies together.
Hot dogs weenies.
You sucked down weenies together.
This is the face of a dude who is getting really irritated and pissed off because somebody is doing to him what he fucking does to everybody.
Whoa.
Just fucking suck it up, Nick. Just suck it up and fucking either admit that you like Catboy butt or just shut the fuck up ignore it until everybody forgets.
This is what you have to say. This is what you have to say. Oh, yeah, I went out with that guy. I think he's funny. We had a good time. It was awesome. You guys should watch the video. It's fucking hilarious. He's such a fucking weirdo, but it was fun. Man, you know what, guys? If you have a problem with that, go watch something else.
Yeah, that's how you fucking handle this kind of shit.
I'm living my life. I'm having fun.
When you do this, you look guilty, Nick. You look fucking guilty.
Here's the thing. This is kind of like the Mario complex here, where he's criticized these degenerate lifestyles, right?
Yeah.
For so long that now even the question that he may be involved in one of those totally tears everything down for him. If he would have started off like Milo, where he was unapologetically gay and right wing, then maybe he could have gotten away with it.
He could be unapologetically closeted and say, look, guys, I went and hung out with this guy that I thought was funny and we had a good time. If you think that's gay, that's on you. Like, literally not on me. This is my life. I'm
living,
I'm having fun.
Even if that's the truth, and that could be the truth.
It could be a fucking lie. Who cares?
Yeah.
If he says it, they have to either accept that it's his fact, and they accept a whole lot of facts out of this guy's mouth that he immediately fucking backtails on moments after he says it. You get these little groypers giggling that he just referenced the fucking pro-Hitler propaganda, and then he backpedals because he can't actually have that. Maybe it's because he doesn't want to get deplatformed. But if you can't say your piece on your show and you have to backpedal and lie, I mean, you're a coward. You're not the free speech fucking gangster you act like. You're a little fucking coward. Say what you mean, motherfucker. Don't dance around the subject. Don't make up nursery fucking rhymes about Cookie Monster to say the shit you want to say.
That's the thing that always drives me crazy about him too, dude. Just be honest. Be open with your shit. Don't hide behind stupid-ass fucking labels. Don't hide behind some stupid-ass gaslighting, your crypto fucking dog whistling shit. And also, here's another one. All you fucking people out there that keep calling yourselves classical liberals, stop. You're a fucking conservative. Shut the fuck up. Just stop. Be open. Be honest. Just say who the fuck you are. Nick, you're a neo-Nazi who likes to fuck Catboy ass. Just say it and then move on and do your fucking show. Be happy.
It feels good.
And people are like taking all that at face value and saying, Nick, care to explain this? Care to explain this? So I don't know. I think I've addressed most of the contentions there, but it's really not.
He didn't say
I trust the plan, but don't say you trust the plan, but you must trust the plan. If we can't survive things like this, it's never going to work. Because this has been gone, you know, the bigger...
You know, this isn't definitive for everyone, but I've known gay men that have the same mannerisms as Nick here. Like, the same, like, way he talks with his hands like that. I don't know. Oh, dude, yeah, what does it say on your shirt?
Oh, my God.
Hitler.
Oh, my God. I'm being more subtle than Nick Fuentes. Oh, my God.
Wow. Was that unintentional?
No, I've known it does that while now. Yeah.
Dude, I just want to mention something really quick. Why do people give... It's a question. Why do people give such a shit about DSP? We got, like, Rich coming in here looking for DSP shit. It's like...
It's because he's a fucking fountain of lol.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know.
It's easy. It's like, hey, let's see the dirt. Let's see the fucking whatever. And it's like, yeah.
It's already out there.
And here's the thing about DSP, right? This all started because we wanted to be friends with him.
I know.
It's heartbreaking.
I know. It's hilarious.
It's heartbreaking.
Like, we were legitimately just trying to play video games and, like, sit around and chat.
Yeah.
He lives, like, 20 minutes away.
Yeah. He's our neighbor. We were being neighborly, Mr. Rogers style.
And the first thing he did was warn me that the viewer base is toxic. Like, if you go and look at the emails that he himself leaked, the first thing he did was try to dissuade me from wanting to have him on the show.
Like, no, we
because
be
his
your
viewer
buddy,
base
pal.
Is toxic. And then he allowed me to book him, and then I agreed to all of his demands, and over the next, like, 3 weeks or however long it was, he weaseled his way out of it piece by piece, and then now he says he didn't want to be on here because our fan base is toxic. No fucking way. You guys are fucking, like, not even on the same level.
Nah, dude,
all of our fans are the best fans.
Yeah, we are the best fans. Believe me, I know fans.
But best fans.
Bigly.
Yeah. Let's get back to thick Nick Fuentes and his explanation.
The bigger picture here, the bigger story, is that for 3 months, it has been constant FUD tactics. It has been constant lying, slandering, misdirection. You know what FUD is? Fear, uncertainty, doubt. That is the tactic of the enemy. And it's been all kinds of things for the past 3 months, but you just haven't noticed it, right? It's been Groyper Grifter. Nick attacked Ben Shapiro's family. Nick denies the Holocaust. Nick is...
You didn't attack his family, but you confronted their father with your group of people while he was with them, you know, like carrying a little kid that looked like... Or like he was pushing a stroller
the
or something.
The only problem I have with that confrontation is how completely ineffective it was.
He was gone.
It was pathetic.
He kind of like looked at them and was like, no thanks.
And then he just sat there and got talked down to by the fucking woman manager or whatever.
Karen.
He got Karen'd and he got blown the fuck out by Karen. Get out of here, dude. Get the fuck out of here, man.
A Chinese agent. Nick was trying to dox people at Groyper Leadership Summit. Nick is a neocon, and this is the latest one. Can Nat says, Nick, you can't call out Kirk for promoting based fags. Do the exact same thing with Milo and Lolly Socks. But that's literally not what's happening. You know, Charlie Kirk goes on a college tour, and he says there's nothing wrong with being a gay conservative. Charlie Kirk says that. He has people on stage that say that. You go to his booth at Turning Point USA, and they've got stickers that have a AR-15 and a rainbow flag. Okay? They're actively promoting homosexuality and normalizing it. That is contrasting
as opposed to those basin red pilled Catholics who instead hide their homosexuality and just rape kids, right?
Yeah,
right. They
based
should do
in
that
red
instead,
pilled.
Right?
So fuck. Based and red pilled to have your priests just move to a new area when they get caught molesting kids, and they continue to molest kids in the new area, and then get just moved again, play hot potato with these touchy fucking priests.
That's
so based and red pilled. Young Nick Fuentes with his proud Catholic upbringing.
Yeah, I don't get. But yeah, when he calls other people pedos, it like drives me crazy because he's like, "Yeah, I'm a Catholic." It's like, okay,
and that's probably why he's still in the closet. because he had...
I wonder if he was ever an altar boy.
Oh, dude, even if he wasn't, I bet you he had a little fucking situation.
Did he have a Milo situation?
Man, I wouldn't be surprised. Why do you think he empathizes with Milo, went on Milo's show?
Where I went on Milo's stream and...
What? Dude, yeah, that was not planned, but that was perfect.
And said to his face, you know, being gay is degenerate, and I don't believe in that. Going on his platform, not inviting him onto mine. In the case of Lolly Socks, you know, he's not even homosexual. So
he's saying Lolly Socks is not homosexual.
By the way, maybe Lolly Socks isn't homosexual, but let's be honest, he's normalizing the homosexuality that you're calling out against by going out in a fucking cat ears on mandates with a young Catholic boy. That's the normalization you were just speaking out against, whether or not there is homosexual activity there. He is using very homosexual ways to promote himself, and you're a part of it. That might not be actual homosexuality between those two boys, but
it's pretty gay.
What they're doing is relatively within the gay realm. Okay,
it's pretty gay.
And I think there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's fucking hilarious. I think it's cute. I think they were having a great time on their little boy date, slurping down wieners, trying on each other's jacket. I thought that was fucking cute. I some of the best content I've seen from Nick Fuentes. And it is definitely normalizing that lifestyle. I'm sorry. Look, even if you're not gay, it's normalizing that lifestyle.
Okay. I watched the stream. I saw the video evidence. I've fucked a dude, and I've never acted as gay as they were acting in that, okay? Like, flat the fuck out. Full stop. That's all there is to it. Like, mm-mm.
If you want to talk about normalization, that's what they were doing. And if you're saying he's not gay, then okay, we really don't care. Wearing cat ears and going out on a boy date and smiling and giggling and laughing, that's what gay people do, and it's very normal. What you did was gay and normal. Congratulations, you normalized the gay lifestyle without having to even be gay openly. I'm sorry, that's what it was. It was very normal. You made it very normal. Congratulations. Accept people for what they are. Doesn't care if you don't go home and let him put it in you from behind. If somebody else does that, they literally have that right, and they literally can go out in public and be less gay than you were with Catboy without actually being gay. That's normalization of homosexuality, in my opinion, wearing cat ears and going on boy dates and smiling and giggling and laughing. And then you say it's based in Red Pill. You bring up a little bit of Hitler to try and rub the gay away. I'm sorry. That's not how this works. That's normalization. And congratulations for doing it. You should do this. This is a win for the homosexual community.
I've heard a lot of people making that argument. You're no better than Charlie Kirk. Oh, yeah, except it's completely different. And I heard all that during the Milo thing. You need to reflect on why you're a fucking retard. Glass Half Empty says there's video evidence of your Chad friend sucking a black dildo on Paul. LOL, bruh, maybe you didn't know. Well, you know, like, if we want to get technical, he wasn't sucking on it.
Yeah, there's actually a video of him with like a giant, like I think it's a horse dildo.
Let's just...
Yeah, it's a bad dragon dildo.
Let's just relish in this response. If you want to get technical, he wasn't sucking it. You literally just said you are not for the normalization of homosexuality. But now you're saying, hey, you know, he wasn't sucking it. Let's get literal here. He was just playing with a big floppy dick, not normalizing any homosexuality here. Got to get literal, guys. You fucking pussy. You're a beta bitch simp. Jesus.
Okay. Wait, hang on. If you Google image search Lolly Socks, the ninth image down is Lolly Socks. Well, I might be actually. Oh, it changed just recently. But for a while, his default picture on YouTube was him in a little miniskirt and a little sailor shirt that stopped right there just to show off his pecs and his abs. Sucking a big black horse dick. Well, was his fucking picture on YouTube.
Charlie Kirk is normalizing homosexuality. All Catboy is doing is making heterosexuality gay. That's all he's doing. It's fine, guys. It's fine.
Out of it. Which, you know, I don't, by the way, I don't avow dildos, okay? I don't avow everything he's ever done, but if we want to get into the weeds and get technical about it, in fairness, I did ask him about it months and months ago, and he said, oh, no, this...
Oh, did you ask him to explain it very slowly?
Yeah.
By any chance?
Well, using a falafel on yourself?
This is a prop. This
Dildo
is
Riley?
You know, when people say sucking on, I don't want to, it sounds very degenerate. You know, when you get into the weeds of it, it's like, this is a family show. But, you know, look, we want to.
This is a family Nazi show.
Here is Nick Fuentes defending Catboy. Here's a defense of Catboy.
It's a family show. Get the whole family together around the computer to watch Nick Fuentes.
Tell me if I'm missing a defense of Catboy. He watches pro-Hitler propaganda, and he wasn't totally sucking that dildo. These are the two defenses he's given us for Catboy and his based red pill sweet boyness.
I've got a fucking picture of Lolly Socks next to me. All he's wearing is just a little mini skirt, a leather strap around here. He's going like that, and he's got the big black dick right in front of him, erect. And I'm listening to Nick Fuentes here saying it's a family show. And I'm gonna fucking die, dude.
Guys, when I went on Milo's show, it was his show, okay? I went into his house, and I told him I don't think gay is right. I told him to his face. I did. While I was in his house.
I told it to Lolly Socks, too, while I was balls deep in him.
You know, gay ain't right. Oh, it ain't right. Oh.
You think he gave him a reach around at least?
Dude.
Or Nick's arms not long enough? Because Lolly Socks looked like he was pretty tall.
I still think Nick is the bottom.
Oh.
I really don't think Nick is the top in that situation.
Go there. Let's go there. When people say sucking on, they're implying that he's like fellating it, that it's like performing fellatio on it, which is not what's happening. Okay,
okay? Explain. And
I'm looking right at it, Nick. I'm looking right the fuck at it on my screen right now. Right. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
I'm
going to type
liar,
in Lolly
Socks. You fucking liar, Nick Fuentes. You liar. Oh, my God.
I'm typing in Lolly Socks dildo because I need to know. How do you spell Lolly Socks?
L-O-L-I Socks. All one word? And you'll, yeah, you'll find it. Jesus Christ, dude.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And it's so great. Like, some of these, what are the captures from that image? The name of the stream was 24 hour stream mental health awareness hashtag not alone. By the way, you know, fucking nani, I'm gonna start.
Wow. Everyone, if you're watching right now and you have not already liked the stream, please throw us a like if you've enjoyed it so far. We've got plenty more to cover. Throwing us a like helps us out a lot. If you want to help us reach our goal for our bonus show that we do once a week, it will be for next Saturday. We've already met our goal last week, so we'll be doing a bonus show this Saturday. Feel free to hook us up. Yeah.
Okay, here's the deal. Here's the deal. I just looked up Lolly Socks on YouTube, and the least gay stuff I saw from him was his stuff with Nick Fuentes. It was the least gay thing that came up in an image search. I don't know. That's fucking cute. Guys, he's based in red pilled and he's also black dicked.
Horse dicked.
He's faced in horse dicked and based in red pilled. Black dill, red pill.
I know that's not, don't get me wrong, that's not like a, that doesn't make it much better, but it is different. You do understand that it is different.
Is
right?
It different?
It's not better, but you know, using it as a prop, as a straw. And,
as a
know,
straw?
It's
using
being
a big dick
a
as
joke,
a straw?
That is different than doing like a sexual camboy thing. Do you know what I'm getting at here?
No, we know what you're getting at.
Don't
you're
get
trying
me wrong.
To normalize homosexuality.
Which most people already think is normal.
Well, no,
so.
the whole thing is right. he was just moments ago saying how he doesn't want to normalize homosexuality, but now he's doing it literally to try and defend his sweet catboy baby. Which, I stand up for your baby doll, brother. Do what you got to do. But this is not a win at all for Nick Fuentes. This is a backpedaling, literally every point he's brought up to defend his catboy is antithetical to everything else he speaks.
Right. This is like the exact opposite of what you're supposed to do when you get into this kind of a situation. And also, like, can we just reflect for a moment, though, on this simple fact. Like, if you want to be the Groiper General, you want to be the leader of America first, and you got this whole, like, identity you want to push, before you decide to do that, maybe think to yourself, is it ever going to come up and be a problem that I really like to plunder Catboy ass? If you think there's ever a chance that might come up that you can't control your impulses, that you'll openly be all about that, probably don't prop yourself up as the Groiper General. Just don't fucking do that. It's as easy as that.
Bosch
could go and fuck all the Catboys in the world and nobody's going to bat an eyelash because he's not the Groiper General. He's unabashedly bisexual. He can do whatever he wants.
I like how quickly the Nick Fuentes fans in our chat have changed their tune. They went from being like Nick isn't like that. Nick isn't a gay. He's heterosexual. And now they're saying Nick is definitely the top. He's definitely the top in the relationship. That's cute. I love it.
Oh my god. So they're fighting for what they've got left.
Now they've accepted. They've normalized his homosexuality and they're just fighting for him being the dominant top in the situation.
I've told him straight up on many occasions, like, that's gay and retarded and cringe and he's the caper general. But, you know, it went from
the gaping groper.
It went from what? Nick is dating him to Nick is associating with the guy who one time took a lewd picture. Like, do you understand how the goalposts have shifted?
One time?
Not just associating,
one
bro.
One time?
You went on a very datey looking live stream with this boy.
You like did, 10 hours. You spent the whole day with him.
You did date things. Like, the things you did with this boy are things you would do on a date. And yeah, I go out and I do the same things with Ben. And we go out and we haven't tried on clothes,
have
we?
No, we have not done that.
Yeah, but we have gone out and had food together and drinks and drive and talk. And it's totally something you can do with a friend. But you looked questionable this entire time. Ben, I have straight up offered to bang him in an elevator as a joke. Like, I don't think Ben would ever say yes. And if he did, I'd then have to find a way to back out of it. But
that was
comedy.
That was a great stream. Oh, my God.
That was an impromptu masterpiece.
It's comedy. And now we look at fucking Nick Fuentes, and he's out there.
No, I'm not gay, guys. Neither is the gay cat boy that I hang out with.
Yeah, he's just having a good time with a guy that likes to play with big fucking animal dildos. And wear bras and panties and wear cat ears. And he likes to go out and he smile and laugh and have fun and suck down wieners together. That's fine. Do what you want to do.
Dude, Nick, you got to check out the Victory Lounge, dude. Check that out.
You love those dogs.
Yeah, there's awesome
you
wieners.
You love those dogs. Those hot wieners.
It's like Vouch was claiming that he was a sex worker who I flew out here to have sex with, presumably. Well, that's all lies. So now the goalposts have shifted to, you are aware that you hung out with somebody who posted a lewd picture one time. Oh, okay, well, lock me up, right?
No, don't lock you up. Don't lock you up. Stop speaking out against normalizing homosexuality when you normalized it to a fucking T on a mandate with a guy that does homosexual things videos.
How about speaking out against interracial relationships when he is the product of interracial relationships in his ancestry?
But I'm going to diverge from the both of you. Nick, I think you should voluntarily jump into the gas chamber. Set a good example for the rest of the people that you've been trying to, like, espouse with your ideals and everything. Just look, I mean, if we lead, good people will follow. You just march your fucking ass straight into that goddamn gas chamber, dude.
You
Go
are
for
the
it.
Cleanse you
Have
seek.
Fun. Yeah. Oh, be the change God. You want to see in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look, here's the evidence of him in his Discord asking for cat boys.
Okay.
This could be doctored, obviously. Like, screenshots anyone who's halfway decent at Photoshop can make this. But this could be real. I don't know.
Yeah. He has a Catboy subreddit? Subreddit.
Yeah,
sub Discord.
Yeah, this is the America First. According to this.
Yeah.
Is anyone in his Discord, was there a Catboy?
Can we get Fed to talk about wanting mod in the Catboy chat? Genomi? Zach? or do can any of these people verify? Which, you know, hey, if Nick's into cat boys, meow. He's a big pussy. Why wouldn't he be?
Meow.
And if this is fake and Photoshop, okay, talk about it.
Sure.
Talk about it.
I've got one more video to play with Nick, and then we're going to go ahead and read the Streamlabs and everything. This is Nick actually talking about us.
Sweet boy.
Yeah.
Talking about the sweet
He thinks he's too big to come on our show, guys.
Oh, damn.
He's too big for us.
What if I dress up like a cat?
I mean, we could do that.
Yeah.
We could all dress like cat people.
That would be, maybe it would make it more comfortable.
Phone says, would you debate Vaush on the drunken peasants? I don't know. I'd have to see what the drunken peasants are about, maybe.
This was probably after he blocked us on Twitter, too. He knows what we're about.
If they're not, like, total, like, left-wing retards, then maybe. But I don't know who they are. They made a video.
You don't know who we are, but now you're going to talk about how you know things about us, so... How
this
do you
is
not
an obscure
know?
Alt-right podcast, and I am the leader of Kekistan.
Okay.
I mean, fucking hello.
Let's start with the goalpost. The goalpost is he doesn't know who we are. Let's see where this goes.
He doesn't know who we are. He just said that. Now he's about to talk about who we are.
You know about me, I think, but I didn't watch it because I like looked on their channel and they have like a few thousand views on every video. I'm like, this is a waste of my time.
Right.
Yeah.
He is right.
We don't hit the video threshold, for him.
We don't get the views, but we do get the fucking the fans that come through and support us and love us to keep us rolling. So thanks for that. If we don't have 100,000 views per video, whatever. I don't know what Nick gets, but I'll tell you what we get.
I'd say he gets like 30 to 80. Somewhere in that ballpark.
That's cute.
But I don't want that like off. I don't want that audience. Like there's no audience from Nick Fuentes I want to attract to this show.
I want Nick Fuentes to come on.
So I'm not envious of all the type of person that's interested in Nick Fuentes.
I want him to come on and talk about catboys and stuff. That's all I really want from him. I want to see the other side of Nick. I want to see the fucking thick Nick cat pill.
You know, the thing is, too, like the audience that made Nick really big right now, they're very fickle. And one of the reasons why they're tearing him apart now is that's what they like to see. They like to see people rise up and then crash into their own fucking hubris. The key is to never take yourself that fucking serious, to have a good time with it, to never get an overinflated ego like he fucking did. Like Worski fucking did. Like
how,
any of those people. Like I did back in the day,
how
too.
How did JF come out of this when he was banging a retard? How was he, like, totally immune to that?
He wasn't.
No, he wasn't. Everyone was defending him.
He got chewed up, too. He got chewed up, too.
Not by his base, by other people.
Not by his base.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. Like, that was a base of people that would tear people apart for anything they could, because they were always trying to, like, one-up one another. And that's why they started out as buddies but ended up enemies in the end.
Maybe he just held on and had the falling out. Everybody else had a bigger explosion than he did. Like,
it's what it... The main reason, okay, this is going to sound kind of weird. There's a lot of different types of people who are like far right, race realist, white supremacist, ethno-staters. There's a lot of different types. But the ones who are like hardcore into JF are the ones who are really into biological racism. The ones who are hardcore into like race realism science, the things that he espouses all the time. So it doesn't matter what kind of controversy gets into, like he will always be invaluable for their position. So they'll always support him. And in that respect, he's probably way luckier than a lot of these fucking dudes.
Yeah.
And not only that, JF does not. I make fun of JF, but JF does not fucking take the bait. He doesn't.
He disengages immediately.
Yep.
That's why he blocks people all the time. Like immediately. Mm-hmm.
He's fucking smart about it, dude. A lot of these right-winger dickheads running around trying to make a name for themselves, they could learn a lot from JF. Not necessarily his dating choices. Don't do that.
No, you like Mama JF. You said she's a catch.
she is the exception, not the rule, though. But still, you know, just don't engage. It's like the advice we're giving Nick advice here tonight. We're giving him advice. What you doing, dude? Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't try and rationalize away your love for gay catboy butt. Either don't talk about it or brush it off. Be if you want to be immune, act immune. And then eventually everybody will catch wind of it and they'll agree and then everybody forgets anyway and nobody cares. The internet has a very short memory. Sort of.
The Kingy will live forever, though.
Yeah.
The Kingy. So we're gonna move on now. Well, but before
what's he say about us? What's he? He we just, haven't got there.
I think that's all he
says. Was that all he
says? Yeah, that's all he says.
So, okay. Congratulations, Nick.
Yeah, we're not big enough for him. He's too big for us.
I want you, sweet boy, to come on and talk about cats. That's all I want. Cat boys, everything you love in real life. Let's get it out and get it open, and we'll give you our pointers on how to live your life degeneracy free.
Read those Streamlabs.
Bwomp, bwomp, bwomp. A bwomp, bwomp, bwomp. So, Blaze, bite-sized crayons, says, always heartwarming to see a Kingy treat his girl like she's special. Nick on a dick says, hey, we tried on jackets. We even tried on the same jacket at the same time. We bought some hot dogs and enjoyed some lunch. Ain't nothing wrong with a couple good Catholic boys having a good time.
you do a good impersonation of him.
Thank you, Nick on a dick, for that dono.
Nick, I want a dick?
Nick on a dick.
On a dick.
On a dick. Walsh Tech says, don't have to be gay to like anal. You think he doesn't like to talk about it because he got rejected? Maybe Catboy turned him down. Maybe it wasn't the love connection he had hoped for.
Someone put Ben Pie in double brackets. I thought it was supposed to be triple strange brackets. What does that mean if it's only double?
You're not a good Jew. You're bad at the Jewry, but you're part of it.
Oh, okay.
Darks Fidel. Darks Fidel says, free Tavin. What can I do to free Tavin? He has to free himself from his own stupidity first. I have no idea what that means.
Tavin is a DSP detractor, so I don't know. Those people have like their own language. There's a lot of like references that have such a lore that go back, kind of like all the Brett Keane memes and shit from back in the day, the individual situation and the manatee and all that stuff. They kind of have that with DSP. DSP is their version of Brett Keane. It's just on a way larger scale, and DSP is way more popular than Brett Keane.
Voitech. Ollie said Nick Caliente, hot, with a little hot face. Yeezy McSleazy said, finally donated the show that got me through high school and into college. Love DP.
Thank you.
And fuck Nick Fuentes with a 10-foot cat dick if he wants it.
A spiky one. I hear their dicks are
only
spiky.
Only if it's consensual. Has to be consensual.
And then Dragon of the West says, Nick Fuentes says, we shouldn't normalize LGBT and interracial marriage. And then Jeff Holliday says, interracial relationships are all I do unless they're a trap. Have a great night.
Was that actually you?
I think that was a quote. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
That was a quote.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I said that a long time ago.
That's Dragon in the West said. Oh, okay. Said that. Yeah. It's a sweet boy thing to say. And I believe that's the catch up on all of the sweet downos. Don Trump kicked it off and said, Ben, you should have came back to Toledo for my rally. You're my number one supporter who helped me get my presidency. Now I'm butthurt about you not showing up, you dick.
Yeah.
You pissed off Donald Trump, dude.
I got some messages today from family members of mine telling me that both Pence and Trump were in Toledo today doing a rally.
Damn.
It's rare that you get those two together in one place at one time, too, for security reasons.
Yeah, it's a security concern. That's weird.
Yeah, because if the president and the vice president get taken out, that means Nancy Pelosi would be president. Like, if they got taken out at the same time, if something happened to both Pence and Trump before Pence could be sworn in as president, then the speaker would become president.
Yo, I'm a lefty, and I don't want...
No, I don't want that either.
I don't want her anymore, and I don't want the other two. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
I don't want Pence...
You take Pelosi over both of them?
I would take Pelosi, but I honestly, like, I don't think it would ever get that far. I would rather have Trump than Pence. I don't know if that's gross of me to say, but I feel like at least Trump shares some of my values, like wrestling. I don't fucking know. Pence never gave
a shit about wrestling. He just made money off of it and stroked his ego.
Yeah, but
remember, he wouldn't like pretend like Rowdy Piper could beat his ass or something. What wasn't it, Rowdy Piper? There was someone he didn't want to take a bump
Trump
for.
But Trump also pretends that he's a fucking physically fit 16-year-old. He believes similar things that Kim Jong-un believes about not pooping in public and stuff.
But Kim Jong-un is like an absolute dictator, you know? He's like totalitarian.
And Trump's kind of doing his own thing too right
he
now.
He doesn't have the power that Kim Jong-un has like within his own country,
but you
outside of our country, he does.
You amplify America.
Our military.
Yeah, you amplify America to like what it is compared to North Korea. The power, the young, what priest broke Nick's heart?
What priest broke his butt is a better question.
Yeah, did you spell heart or hymen?
All right, dude, all right. So as we've known, allegedly, Shanny for Christ has been known to kind of slap around Revelation News, and there's a body cam footage of the cops arresting her for slapping him around before. And I guess a few days ago there was a live stream on Shanny's channel where she threw her bra onto Rev News's head and he said it smelled like cat piss.
Get the fuck out of here.
And she got all pissed off and that video went down, and this is his video explaining what was wrong, probably so he wouldn't get his ass beat, and how his brain wasn't working.
What's
right,
up
guys?
With people detracting cat boys
cats.
And cat piss tonight?
I don't know.
Is it the movie Cats? Is that the problem?
Yes. We've all gone cat berserk because of this. So look how distressed he looks. She was probably like, make a fucking video, you piece of shit, saying my tits smell like cat piss. Fuck you, bitch.
Damn it.
Fuck.
You love these sweet-ass titties, and they don't smell like cat piss.
Cat piss, Jay, really? So I made a mistake. There was a live stream that Shannon did where she threw her bra on my head. Okay, and I was wearing it like a bonnet. And I said it smelt like cat piss. No. I explained it in the...
It smelt like smelt is what it smelled like.
Video, but...
That's what her undies smell like. Her girdle.
Yeah, I wish you would take your comments off.
I wonder what her comments were. Dude, every time he makes a video, she's there. She pipes in every now and then, too. You'll hear, what are you saying? There was one time...
He's effectively got a gun to his head here.
There was one time he was streaming. I don't know why he read this. I went into his chat with a sock account and asked him how many times G-Man fucked Shanny. And he read it out loud, and then you heard her off camera go, what the fuck? Like that.
I really do. But anyway... I sometimes have a problem with saying stuff before I think about it. If I thought about it, I just said that Shannon smelled like cat piss.
If I thought about it, I would have said there's a very pungent odor that is indescribable coming from your bra. I just said the first thing that came to mind that happened to be cat piss. It's not my fault that cat piss was on the brain when your bra swirled around my face.
Okay, listen. This motherfucker being like, all right, I got to make up for the fact that I said that my wife's tits smell like cat piss, so I got to make this video, has the same fucking energy as, look, everybody's mad because I fucked that cat boy's butt, man. Like, whatever. It's the same fucking energy, dude. Same energy.
She put the bra on my head. I would have said to myself, wow, you're a real fucking moron at the time, which I pretty much did. But because there are people who stalk her and upset her with comments on her page, I have to come here and make this clarification video. I said in the video, no, it's not cat piss that it smells like, because cat piss smells like ammonia.
That's yeah. what cat. Her broad smells like it's never touched ammonia. Smells like maybe, you know, there's some ranch dressing in here. Might be a little bit of blue cheese accoutrement to the ranch. Smells well, like no, somebody.
It was ranch. Now it's blue cheese.
Smells like a sweat vinaigrette. Not, I wouldn't say ammonia, though, because ammonia is a cleaning solution. Cat piss smells like a cleaning solution. There's nothing clean about this bra. Got to backtrack here for a second.
Cat piss smells like. What I meant it smelt like was.
Smelt like. Isn't a smelt a type of fish?
Yes.
Okay.
Tiny little yes. fishy boy.
Musky. It was a musky scent.
Is a musk a fish?
Is that better? No, musk is like the smell of, I don't know, what's a
musky?
It was
a musky
like,
smelt?
Like a ferret has a musky smell to it. So,
Old Spice is musky. What the fuck?
Yeah.
So in other
Listen,
words,
my wife's breasts are very musky.
Pheromones That's from her better. Boobs.
Guys, it was pheromones.
Pheromones from her boobs. It wasn't cat piss. Seriously, what is this?
That was in the bra, and I smelt them. I did.
I smelt them.
No, it's a wonderful smell.
It's a wonderful smell, honey.
Her boobs smell
like cat piss.
Her boobs smell like cat piss. Isn't that fucking hilarious? Like, what? They what do. Is this?
Cat piss smells like fucking ammonia.
Cat piss smells like cleaning solution.
Thanks for elaborating on what they smell like.
There was nothing clean about this.
I do know that, but my mind just said, oh yeah, say cat piss, because I'm an idiot.
Listen, I know cat piss. I'm a guy who just knows his cat piss. I can pick out cat piss from a mile away. I just happen to kind of smell like my wife's musky titties.
No, it's not cat piss. It smelled musky. Attractive.
Attractive.
Listen
even.
To this. This is almost like a hostage video.
I'm married this I am being woman treated for well. A reason. Her sweet, buttery tit smells. That's why I love this woman.
We know somebody else who's very attracted to kitty musk, so
that's what I'm saying. This is sponsored by Fancy Feast.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Ammonia and go, ooh, you're horny. I smelt that and I got horny.
Which is why I would start talking about cat piss, because cat piss also makes me really horny.
Yeah. Oh my
god. Wow, this is the best episode I think I've ever been on. This is great, guys. Oh, I'm glad I'm here.
Something special, man.
Holy fuck.
All right. So yeah, I was a fucking idiot. There's my wife. She's got her privacy. I'm not revealing her to you.
What? Well, we all know what she looks like. What are you talking about?
She's probably wearing some unmentionables.
Ugh.
Because as we know, she just got rid of her stank bra.
You know she told him to do this shit.
Under duress, yeah. He's got a gun held against his head.
Go make a video, bitch!
While I use the cat box.
Yeah.
The love of my life, who promised she won't beat me up if I rescind the cat piss comment.
Say, Jason, you're an idiot.
Look at him shaking. Dude, he is shaking and breathing like... Like when you're nervous, look at him.
Yeah,
yeah. Dude.
Look at. Do you see his hand trembling like that, dude?
He's gonna fuck him up.
He's like, say I'm an idiot.
This is like Salacious Crumb interacting with Jabba.
Look at this.
Say, Jason, you're an idiot.
No.
Yeah, do it because it's
no,
true.
He's trembling, dude.
That was stupid of me.
Jason, you're an idiot.
Thank you. I'm an idiot, folks. It was a musky scent, not cat piss.
Oh, that's a cry for help. That's a cry for help right there. Everyone, please like the stream if you're watching. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. We've got some more stuff. This is great. This is a request. Why are a lot of these lolcows, why do they overshare?
They love it.
Like, this is oversharing. They didn't have to make this video to draw more attention to this shit. They could have just deleted the video where he talked about the cat piss and never spoke of it again.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
So there is a muskie.
For Christ.
There is a muskie that's a large fish, by the way, as well.
Hmm.
So the smelt and the muskie were
musky.
Interesting ways to describe how he smelt her bra was musky.
The next video is Von Helton talking to his mother on the phone, and Von Helton's mother sounds like a more manly version of Von Helton.
No.
Check this out.
Alpha dog.
Okay, and the phone is ringing, and it's my dear sainted mother.
What are you doing?
Not much. What are you doing?
I'm fixing some clean clothes on.
You're fixing a what? You're breaking up. You're fixing a what?
I'm taking to get a
shower. Okay.
Fixing clothes on. You don't.
I know it. It's horrible. Yeah.
You've got short coats, but I don't wear
them. Out there in mothballs. I don't know.
Anyway, I don't know. I think I've got one or two over here. Anyway, just be sure you get a bath and deodorant and stuff on.
Of course, mother.
Of course, mother.
At first, I'm like, who the fuck is he talking to? Sounds like his dad.
Himself from the future.
Yeah. And he's like, of course, mother. Holy
this is what happens when you're born with some estrogen
dude.
In his family.
Yeah.
You sound like you just got done barking.
Why would he put this in a video and put this on the internet? He's a call with his mom.
It's his mom. He doesn't see what we see. He sees a beautiful, sweet lady that nurtures him.
Well, that's
him.
Fine. I don't know. He's dumb. She probably doesn't know that this is being recorded, for one thing. And another thing is she's about to chastise him for not changing his socks.
Oh, no.
Well, yep.
I just wanted to remind you.
I know.
Mean socks. You've been wearing them socks a month.
Yeah.
You've been wearing those socks for a month.
Irv, they smell like cat piss, Irv.
God damn.
He's been wearing the same pair of socks for a month.
Do you think she's... I think Mama Helthorn looks exactly like her son.
I bet.
Right down to the facial hair and everything. Like, almost the spitting fucking image. She's probably like 20 years older than him and looks exactly the same. Exactly the same as him.
If not, I'll find some of your dads over here.
I know.
Okay. All right. Good night, Eddie. The women are to watch.
Okay, I think I know what she looks like.
Oh, yeah?
Is that Mama Helton?
That's Mama Helton.
Huh.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
That's the grandma from Napoleon Dynamite.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is she going to make him a quesadilla?
I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what.
A big job.
Yeah.
Now you want steak.
I know it.
That's for sure. And as you know, if they give them babies back, there's not going to be no more sitting on the conduct.
Mom Helton is a J-cupper.
Get up and work and keep that place
clean. No.
All right.
So I think this might have been when his kids were taken away, because she's talking about getting the babies back and keeping the place clean.
Oh, no. They take her for no back, Jack. If they give our kids to shit, and we might in fact end up suing the government over.
Von Helton thinks he can just sue everybody. He's never actually sued anybody.
For this shit, if they take our kids, yes, money. Yeah, we'll watch and see.
Anyway, fixing to get in the shower and get dressed.
Over. All right. Well, now they're about 7:30, something like that.
Who said that?
Brittany.
Oh. Well, they're not coming over there, are they?
It's 7 or 7:30.
Yeah, 7:30.
Right, 7 or 7:30, right.
They won't leave before about 8 o'clock.
Right.
Well, anyway,
this is such a strange video to upload. You're right. Like, what redeeming quality does he find here when his mommy calls him and tells him to change his sock laundry after a month?
Good question.
This is such a strange video to put online.
To hunt you some clean socks.
Yeah, because
it wasn't a live stream, was it? He walks into the room. Maybe it was a live stream. He left the room for a second. He walks into the damn room to have this phone call.
Yeah.
It's so strange.
Get yourself, be some bread of your dad's. You dig them out, and if they're clean, wear them.
Yeah.
And if you don't have no shirts, you should have plenty of shirts and everything over there.
Alrighty.
Gotta go. I gotta get in the shower.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
This is the dirty laundry episode. Airing out the dirty laundry of cat boys and cat piss and stink socks and lolly socks. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, socks.
Lolly
socks. This is
the connection. Stinky socks.
Yeah.
This is stinky bras, cat piss bras to cat boys. Cat piss bras to fucking stink socks. Lolly socks. It's the fucking circle of life.
Cat piss.
Cap his bra, dude. I still can't get over that shit.
The circle of life.
I want to find the clip of him actually with her bra, her stinky ass cat's piss soaked bra on his head, and him being like, "Smell like cat piss."
Yes, I want it. I think it's out there. I didn't find it. I didn't spend that much time looking for it, though.
Somebody find it.
Yeah,
find
I think it's out there.
You gotta change your socks. You've been wearing them for a month. Did he walk to his mom's trailer in his socks? How does she know that he hasn't changed them?
He's like in her backyard, essentially, from what I've heard.
Yeah, so does he walk out in his socks? Doesn't he have shoes on when he goes to visit her? Does she come over to his house and see? It's you know, there's too many questions being asked here.
Yeah. All right.
Yes. All right.
I got this weird karate video, like people doing really bad karate demonstrations.
I bet you it's pretty good.
You want me to show you tough? I'll show you tough. Hey!
This is Tim and Eric, right?
Is it?
I don't think it is, but this can't be real.
Hey!
No. This
yes.
has to be like a joke.
Are you sure?
Oh my gosh.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Just tell me it swings forward and knocks him out. Oh, damn it.
I never lose.
Yeah, this is not real.
This is like I don't know, man. Like I knew fucking people like this in high school. So
dude, like Jared Genesis does this stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, Anonymous, the Big 15 Patreon yes. donation. Thank you guys for your Patreon support.
So I don't know if this is kayfabe or what it is. I don't know, but it's pretty hilarious.
It's great. I can't believe this is real, but then like Jeff said, I know people who really do this stuff.
Hey!
No.
Hey!
I've seen Jared do this kind of stuff in his backyard.
Do they do like an all call for talent?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, I think
to be
this
extras
is.
In a
oh,
film?
I've seen yeah. this one before. This guy fucks himself up so hard.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that's fake. I think he's really trying to be cool and do a backflip okay. and just face planted.
This is so strange. No, you do not get up and do the damn chucks.
He tried to, but he was already half knocked out.
Oh.
No, I'm okay.
Yeah, you're gonna need to lift that, buddy pal.
You guys are gonna like this one.
You gonna put an apple on his head? No, stop it.
Is he gonna try to kick it off?
You guys gonna like this one. This is
that's pretty good.
And the apple, he's gonna get up and say, the apple fell off. Effective, 100% effective. Y'all like them apples. Applesauce. Dude. It's so bad. Does he do a kip? No, he does a rolling thunder. Okay, the guy's fat. He should be able to cut through that board like butter based on weight alone. This is... It's not the type of board that you demonstrate breaking, right?
This is a weight bearing.
It's a weight bearing 2x4. You have better luck breaking a concrete slab of the similar thickness and size. The boards they usually break are 1 inch thick, and they're not. This is not a breaking board. I feel like they're setting these guys up to fail. Like they put a casting call out. And they're like, show us what you got to cast in the new fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme movie or something. This is
right.
This is so hilariously bad. It's got to be a joke.
You could break your foot trying to stomp on a fucking 2x4 like that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, my weight, when I was 600, good. I could have cut through that thing at 600 pounds. But I think even with the displacement of the board on these bricks, you're going to need more space in between them. It's just not, this is set up to carry weight. The amount of force it would take to break that, I think, would be well over 1,000 pounds of force. And he's not hitting it. It would probably be a couple thousand pounds of force. He's not hitting that.
This dude, and there's a fucking singular kind of pain when you smash your fucking foot doing that kind of shit. That like deep tendon pain inside your foot. Ugh. I hate that shit.
I took karate when I was a kid, and I saw like 14 and 15 year olds that could like break cinder blocks like that.
Well, that wasn't a cinder block. That was a 2x4 across the cinder blocks.
Oh, well, that's even easier.
Is that 2x4?
Oh, those are four.
Yeah, the way those are designed are not to break. Someone set him up to completely fail.
Oh yeah,
that's got to be a setup. They usually break the thinner boards,
right?
That have more weight displacement, and they'll stack a bunch of them. But like, just the cut and the grain, the thickness of that solid wood, you could have 6 inches of boards that are 1 inch thick, and they're gonna break easier than the fucking 2-inch thick 2x4. Yeah, that fat level was not the proper fat level to break.
High fat level?
Yeah, he did not have the high fat content.
High fat
content. Oh my god, Shani's been doing mukbangs?
Isn't that what she does anyway?
Watch my yukbang.
I haven't looked at her shit in a while, but like, there's a close up of her like deep throating a fucking chocolate ice cream thing. Like,
yummy.
Guys, we have not gotten that much closer to our goal. If you want to help us reach our goal, make it a little easier on the Saturday crowd, feel free to drop us a 2, a 5, a 10, whatever you can. Yeah. Help us get a little closer to that goal so we can keep the streak alive. The streak has been alive for over a year. We took 1 week off, and during that week, we did a charity drive where we donated over $1,000 to a charity instead. So we used our week off to help.
For the animals.
The animals.
The animals.
Yeah. Ugh. All right. Let's go... Let's try some DP action news.
He called me, sir, and got me so human angry.
People are discriminating against wolves.
Wow. They're laughing at us.
They're laughing.
And you better well learn to love it.
You better well learn to love it.
All right. What do we got here?
Sweet boys.
All right. So Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau today says that he has evidence that the passenger plane, the commercial passenger plane that crashed over Iran, was shot down. He believes it was shot down.
I heard about this earlier, yeah.
By Iranian forces.
What happened yesterday was a tragedy. A tragedy that shocked not only Canada, but the world.
Sure. Now, not one American was on it. It was a Ukrainian commercial flight that was flying over the Middle East. During the whole issue where they were shooting back and forth, which is like the worst time to be flying a plane... You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't get over the fact that he actually said the fucking South Park thing. It affected not only Canada, but also the world.
Before we go any further,
hey, buddy.
I want to extend once again my most sincere condolences to the families of the victims and their loved ones. I and we are all standing with you.
Is this Mirror Universe Trudeau? Like, because he has the goatee practically?
This is an evil twin?
Yeah, because in Star Trek, there's a universe called the Mirror Universe where all of them exist, but it's an alternate reality where they're all, like, different. And in the first episode where Captain Kirk gets sucked into the mirror universe, when he sees Spock with a goatee, he knew right away that that was evil Spock.
Right. That's what goatees
right.
do.
Right, right.
That's the trope.
The goatee made him evil Spock.
He needs also an inexplicable like side belt.
What happened to your audio, Jeff?
Uh-oh.
Huh?
Oh, there you
back
are.
Back now.
Okay.
We got, we got a little
blue. Can you hear me? I'm here with you.
Since last addressing Canadians, there have been ongoing discussions. Since I last addressed Canadians, there have been ongoing discussions with foreign ministers, senior intelligence, and military officials.
Him and Melania Trump were looking at each other like Nick and Catboy were looking at each other.
They're hot young people.
Including the fourth meeting of our incident response group. There have been important developments regarding the potential causes of this deadly crash, developments of which Canadians should be made aware. The news will undoubtedly come as a further shock to the families who are already grieving in the face of this unspeakable tragedy. We have intelligence from multiple sources, including our allies and our own intelligence. The evidence indicates that the plane was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile. This may well have been unintentional.
I mean, shooting missiles is definitely intentional. Did they think it was a military target? Possibly. Were they just being assholes and shooting down something for fun?
Were they blasting off missiles and accidentally hit a fucking plane?
Well, this is my theory, and obviously, like, take it with a grain of salt. I'm not a political analyst, and I have nothing to back this up, but this is my theory. So the U.S. goes and kills Soleimani. Is that his name?
Yes.
Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, okay. The Iranian Soleimani. General.
They say they're going to respond. They list a couple of different things that they're going to respond. And I think they were intending, because that's what they did, that they gave forewarning and they were going to launch missiles at air bases, which is what they did. I think all of those got intercepted. But I think in that whole skirmish of everything being really heightened, they probably mistook that passenger plane for like a military craft that was legit coming into their airspace. I think it was a mistake. And that mistake is probably why we won't see things escalate any further than they already have. So
you think that was enough to get both sides to calm down?
I think that's Iran terrible, fucking that's up that bad.
Yeah.
I think that will make them back down, because that's like bad optics. If it comes out that that's what happened.
Don't they already have bad optics though? It doesn't seem like Iran cares about bad optics, right?
No. Not right now. I mean, Iran is not as negatively perceived as most people think. If you, like, somebody who's globally condemned is like North Korea or Pakistan. Those are countries that pretty much everybody's like, we don't want anything to fucking do with, you know, they're dangerous, whatever.
Iranians can't even get a credit card or even like a debit card. Their banking is not part of the global banking system because there's economic sanctions. No, it's because of economic sanctions.
That's what we do
To countries
Cuba?
Like that.
Yeah, we do that all over.
Well, the Cuba thing has to do with the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah, but it's us cutting them out of the New World Order.
Iran still does plenty of trade with China, trade with Russia, and recently has been engaging in trade with India, as India has been like branching out more and more into the world. So, I mean, they're not like some dirt water fucking country that nobody likes. This is a country that is actually rich in resources that people do contend with on a very serious level. And people do actually want to have some good standing with them.
My dude, stop bombing me.
I think that's way more true for the Saudis. And, you know, like we know the divide between Sunni and Shia too. Iran is the more powerful Shia country. The rest of They are Shia. Iran is Shia.
And Saudi Arabia is Sunni.
Is Sunni, and then Iraq is kind of divided depending on which region you're in. The part that's more close to Iran might have more Shia Muslims in it. So,
this new information reinforces the need for a thorough investigation into this matter. Canada is working with its allies to ensure that a thorough and credible investigation is conducted to determine the causes of this fatal crash. As I said yesterday, Canadians have questions and they deserve answers.
All right. So, yeah, Canada isn't going to do shit. Like, I would wonder, because I think it was, 20, 30 Canadians or something, maybe 40. No Americans on it.
Yeah,
I wonder what Trump would be saying. If it was like a bunch of Americans on that plane, what would Trump be doing? I don't know.
It depends on if it would serve him. I don't think he necessarily would be that motivated by the loss of life. It's just whatever's going to be serving his optics. But I'm completely like nihilistic when it comes to American politics at this point.
Yeah, they kept mentioning on American news first that there were, a certain amount of Canadians that died, like a sizable amount of Canadians. I'm like, why do they keep mentioning that? And then I realized no Americans died, so they mentioned the people that are the closest thing to Americans, Canadians, and said that many Canadians died, because it's the closest thing.
How many people who died were white?
Yeah, it's like, why not just mention the amount of people that died and just be like, this many people died? Well,
there was 170 dead, right? 63 Canadians?
Why is it more important that some of the people were in the country that neighbors us? Right. Why not just, it's bad that they all died because they got shot down because two countries were flexing muscles against each other, lobbing missiles back and forth.
They always try and hit things close to home, right? It makes us...
Right, it's misleading.
It's psychological. They still said 170. 60, dead.
Okay, and that's a lot. I say I'm saying their nationalities don't matter. They were all equal of value.
Sure.
Regardless of their nationality.
But some people don't recognize.
Well, fuck them.
Well, I mean, it's just people who are dumb, They're like, oh, well, it doesn't affect me. It's all the way over there in this war-torn country. That's why they have this damn political ad that shows like a little white girl at her birthday party, and it clips through her life as the year goes on. And then as her little area starts getting hit by a war, and the white girl now is going through all this stuff that we go, like the war-torn nations go through. And then by the end of the clip, she's in a hospital bed blowing out a single candle on a piece of cake a year later. And they're like, just because it doesn't happen to you doesn't mean it doesn't happen. And it's just we effectively market these atrocities to people that can identify with them, because some people just identify personally. They don't identify globally.
Sure. Who the fuck is flying a plane over Iran and Iraq when they're shooting at each other?
Someone said it left the Tehran airport.
How come they ground a plane here because wind is too strong, but they're taking off when missiles are flying? Like, what?
They probably were trying to evacuate people. It was a commercial airline.
Yeah, they wanted to get out of town. Everybody probably paid a premium to get on that last flight out.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's hard to say, man.
All we have is speculation, even if it's baseless.
Here's something related to that. I guess the House voted today to limit Trump's war power, like his ability to control the military and wage war. I don't know how that works, because I know Trump ultimately is commander in chief. I know he can perform like limited military action without the approval of Congress. But here's a story about that.
Okay.
I want to bring in New York Congressman Lee Zeldin. Congressman Zeldin, I mean, what do you make of this? Because it's another issue that for the most part would be dead on arrival.
Here, let's go to the noisiest hallway to interview you.
Arrival in the Senate. Mm-hmm. You guys have so many things on your plate. And the notion of that this should take a precedence over that, just, it's remarkable in my mind.
Yeah, 2019 ended with the left being further rolled by their activist enraged base. with a sham impeachment, and now they're looking to kick off 2020. This is their high-profile, out-of-the-gate legislative item to try to punch the president in the face after he takes out a designated terrorist who's responsible for murdering 600 U.S. troops and wounding thousands of others. Politics aside, just thinking what's best for our country.
So just because he took out one person that may have been a high priority target doesn't mean he gets to just keep playing G.I. Joes with our military and do whatever he wants with it, right? I mean, he's not the emperor.
He has to respond to emergency threats that aren't time. They are, you know, imperative to time. They don't have the time to go through Congress. He gets to make those decisions, right?
And he's getting impeached, so kind of like when Bill Clinton was about to get impeached, he ordered an airstrike that made headlines the day before. He just did it after he got impeached, right?
There's actually a lot to why the president is... They're trying to rein the president in now. War powers are traditionally only supposed to be handled specifically by the legislative branch. And they are the ones that the president has petitioned to be able to go to war or to have a sustainable war. But also the problem with this is that as long as the president doesn't say we're at war, technically he doesn't have to actually talk to them or ask them.
Was the Iraq War ever approved by Congress? I don't think it was.
Really.
It was called a war.
Right.
What about Afghanistan? Like the last two decades in Afghanistan.
Right.
That wasn't approved by Congress, right?
This is where it gets really fucked up. So I pulled it up because I knew we were going to talk about it. The argument, this is during the Bush administration, the Iraq War. The argument relies on the first sentence of Article 2. It gives the president the executive power. The phrase, they claim, was originally understood as a generic reference to monarchical authority. This means, they say, that the American president must have been given all the prerogatives of a British king, except if the Constitution specifies otherwise. Now, the repercussions of this are as follows. The top lawyer for President George W. Bush told Senate that the executive power clause conveys a vast reserve of implied authority to do whatever may be necessary in executing the laws and governing the nation. He argued legally in court, and they kept it tied up in courts for so long, nobody could say no until it was too fucking late, that literally the president can do anything that he needs to do if he believes it is what has to be done in order to execute the law.
What's the law?
Whatever authority? The fuck he says it is.
So he creates his own international law?
If he believes.
Yes.
He has reasonable belief.
So it's a police action. It's enforcing law. Some sort of arbitrary law, even outside. I mean, that's why we have prisons, like military prisons in other countries, that aren't beholden to laws that they would have to follow here.
World police.
There is effectively a blank check on power written for the president, for the entire executive branch, so long as a president is willing to have his lawyers argue it in court. And while it's tied up, where they start arguing it, and you have to say, in order to rein it in, you then have to get one of the most dysfunctional fucking parts of any government ever in existence, our fucking Congress, to then come together and all agree to say, actually, you can't do that one. Meanwhile, he has the blank check to keep doing whatever the fuck he wants. Whatever he wants.
So this limits this, like the vote that they took?
It depends on if they want to keep arguing it, because he could literally do anything he wants right now as long as he's willing to have to deal with the repercussions of it eventually. But
why'd they get Tyler Perry to play this Fox News host?
It's crazy, dude. That's all I'm saying.
Medea,
like
O'Reilly,
the blonde lady machine was broken that day, so they had to turn on.
Oh, dude, have you seen the movie Bombshell?
No. I haven't seen it yet.
They took down the blonde lady machine for a reason.
Oh yeah, I know, dude. And that's funny because for years on this show, we've talked about the blonde ladies on Fox News, and all of a sudden, after Roger Ailes got in trouble, they totally shut it down. Now there's only a few. There's Dana Perino. I can't think of another one. There's a few others that aren't as popular. I don't know.
Somebody also mentioned that the president can order military operations on any terrorists. That's true, but that's also something different. That is, what was the name of that one? It's a fucking hell of one, too. The Patriot Act.
That's yes, Patriot Act.
Which the most fundamental parts of that are still in operation. And that was supposed to be granted only specifically for the emergency of a post-9/11 world. But the executive branch never gave back all of the power. Some of it, a little bit, but not all of it. Never all of it. So that's like a whole nother level of potential executive branch abuse that's possible. So, I mean, like, and this extends to everybody. And I don't want anybody to get the wrong impression, like, because I am not some fucking Obama stan. Obama was fucking abusing this shit, too. His drone program was fucking disgusting. Fucked up.
Now, was his birth certificate from Obamistan?
Obamistan.
It's from Kekistan.
Kenyanism. Kenyanism. This is something I heard today that normally I wouldn't care about, but I think it is interesting. Prince Harry and his wife Meghan are actually, like, stepping back from their royal duties, which I believe means they're kind of getting cut off from the royal teat, too.
They're coming to live in America, right?
Are they? Let's see.
I heard they're coming to move to America.
Searching for financial independence, please. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle detailing their next move in a new post following the couple's surprise decision to step back as senior royals. Ashley Webster is royal himself, and he's in the newsroom with all of the details. Ashley, I call hogwash on this whole thing.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, okay, so...
She's a Fox News blonde, Fox Business News
First
blonde.
Of all, they're going to be financially independent, which means that they're going to be living off the profits from a duchy that has been gifted to them.
Yeah, that isn't very independent. Plus, they can make money just being celebrities. I mean, he could stop taking the money that the royal family lives off of and live just because he's famous. He's famous because he's famous at this point, right?
Is he going to start promoting club parties and stuff?
That'd be hilarious. He's like the guest DJ at a Las Vegas nightclub.
At a gay nightclub, he hosts Royal Pain in My Ass.
Yeah, he could be the host of a reality show.
By Prince S&M. Charles, yep. What in God's name is a duchy?
A duchy is like an estate, if you like. He's getting money that he earns. Prince Charles has this huge estate down in the southwest of England, the Duchy of Cornwall. It generates...
Yeah, Cornwall's like South England, like one of the most southern areas of England.
It's a lot of money.
I'm going to leave the royal family, Mum. We're going to go to test our waters in America. Will you pass the duchy?
Pass the duchy on the left-hand side.
We all know Prince Harry doesn't actually have any royal blood in him, right? Like, he definitely does. Oh, that's that. Come on. You can't tell me fucking Prince Charles is his father.
Here's
come
another
on.
Conspiracy theory. What do you mean? He's balding like his dad? I mean,
no, he's balding like Conan O'Brien, who obviously is his real father.
You know what? He looks.
See, that's what I'm saying.
He looks
dude.
A lot like his brother, but he looks more like he's definitely Prince Charles' kid. He looks a lot like his brother. His brother looks a little more like their mom, though. I don't doubt. Here's another weird Jeff conspiracy theory. Look, Jeff thought about this one while hanging out with Chris Hansen at his motel
Prince
room.
Prince Harry lives in a fucking motel. He lives in a motel room.
Yeah, this is obviously a motel right here.
Sick.
Right here in
it
this.
It actually kind of looks like one.
And the guy getting interviewed on the right is obviously in a motel. Live from the Best Western.
Investments. And probably 20 to 23 million a year. And 5 to 6 million of that goes to William and Harry to help them with their costs. To help them with their costs, I say. About 95%. The other 5% comes from the monarchy itself to cover all their costs incurred when they travel around the country and the world representing the royal family. So what happens to all of that? Well, the 5% goes away.
What is this Sims art on the wall?
But still, that money from...
It's just them at a... This is all just them at making public appearances. Some art gallery or whatever.
The duchy is still in play.
You know, I bet you anything she hates the royal life because it does take away a lot. It's almost like being like the wife of a politician, like a high-ranking politician or something. So, yeah, she probably hates that shit. she probably talked him into this.
And they say they want to be financially independent. Maybe not so much. They're all
they're going from basically unlimited wealth to like barely like a little bit less than unlimited wealth.
Yeah.
Also going to be staying at some point, and we don't know how often, if they're going to split their time between the UK and North America. They'll stay at Frogmore Cottage, which is a beautiful residence on the grounds of Windsor Castle. They just did $3 million worth of renovations that the taxpayer paid for, by the way, for that facility. So when they go alone, it's going to be a hard deal, because how do they go out and get a regular job? Right now, they can't, because they're prohibited from earning any money as a royal.
But they can't get a regular job. Going to earn any, I mean,
because they have a fucking duchy to withdraw from.
I mean, both of them are so famous at this point, they could do anything. They can do anything.
But they're prohibited. They're prohibited. They have to live off that poor duchy.
Which is what, like, millions. More than enough money they can use the rest of their lives to live same lifestyle they're already living.
Let's see if they're able to order the same shit off Amazon they usually do.
And they don't have to go out and do all this like charity public image bullshit anymore.
They have to order Uber Eats instead of calling for a limousine to take them to the 5-star restaurant.
Or having a butler or like a personal chef and all that kind of stuff.
Living for them is living off inheritance from a land. I mean, it's ridiculous. Didn't they trademark, though, Sussex Royal?
They did.
What's going to be their brand? So maybe
they're going to do... Yeah, see, they're going to do branding and stuff. They're going to be like... That'd be funny if they did a reality show.
Sussex Royal.
Yeah.
Live on the BBC.
It's just all marketing anyway. If they say that they're going to step back from being senior royals and they go to Canada, then they can just make money off their name.
It sounds good in theory, but let's be honest. And also, no matter where they go, they're going to have security, whether they're a senior member of the royal family or not. And that's going to cost a pretty penny. Mm. And they're not going to pay for any of that either. Could they get a job down the road if they really... just left the royal family? Yes, they probably could. They could work for charities and get a salary for it if it was in the purview. But let's be honest, is that going to happen?
No.
By the way, Meghan Markle is probably worth about $5 million as of 2018. Harry is worth 3-4 times that. They're not, you know, to be financial.
Right, so they have their own money in addition to the duchy.
God, these poor people.
So this is basically now they have less responsibility but still unimited wealth. At this point,
I don't know, Ben. You say unlimited, but just imagine if they wanted to buy like 12 family, yachts.
The royal family, like especially the higher ranking ones, have seemingly unlimited wealth. Especially the one that was hanging out with Epstein. He's got a good amount too. He stepped away too because of all that stuff.
No, he got kicked the fuck out.
Well,
Queen said, "Get the fuck out of here.
Like, you gotta go."
And that's his mom.
But mom. Yeah. But Mom,
Mumsy,
Epstein was giving them away. He was practically giving them away, Mumsy.
Listen here, you little prick. No more fucking these underage girls. You want to be a man of substance, you go fuck a cat boy, okay?
Yes, Mumsy. Meow, Mumsy.
Meow, Mumsy.
I hate everything about royalty. Fuck them. Fuck all of them. End the royal family. Or end all of it.
I don't know. I saw the movie King Ralph recently.
Oh, my God. A fat American becomes king of England.
Made me think I could really be a royal king, you know? Like, if I was part of the bloodline and the entire family died and I got pulled in, I could pull a King Ralph.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, I made Joe watch it at like 5 a.m. one night. He'd never seen it before. He was like, well, you're making me watch this because this is literally your fucking fantasy. Some fat guy ruling England.
Right. A like, fat American.
Yeah. That's part of swear.
I think that movie was like sponsored by Burger King too when it came out.
I think they had Burger King in it. She worked at Burger King.
Yeah, it was and that's a sponsorship, like an inner movie sponsorship. I remember them talking about it in Burger King commercials. I think they had like some kind of promo.
Yeah, but it's also like Burger King is a European fast food that's worldwide, right?
It's in Europe, but it's based in the US, and in Australia it's called Hungry Jack's.
Hungry Jack.
Yeah.
Weird. I don't blame them. Uncle Andrew's a dick. Everyone in that family is a cunt. Let them run away. They can still get money, no problem. Thank you, Wojtek.
Everyone, if you're watching right now and you love us, which I know you do, now's the time to like the stream. You can get it up to 300 likes. And if you do that, I'll release my emails between me and Billy, our secret emails.
No, dude, those got nudes in them. You'll never know whose nudes. Fidel Castro said, I wonder if Nick would swallow my load if I wear some fuzzy ears. Good question. Skankhunt 42 says, I thought on guillotine combined with redistribution. What does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't know what that means. OnlyUseMeBlade.com said, big bless. Grassi. Albert Gomez says, can I get a stop socking me, my dude? My dude, stop socking me. Stop socking me. Stop bombing me. Fix Soul gave us a little love. Thank you, Fix Soul. Dragon of the West said, Revelation News looks like a Von Helton before he cut his hair and lost his teeth. And Killer 99 said, Rev News looks like the singer from the Spin Doctors.
Little Miss can't be wrong.
Horace Horsecollar says, how do I purchase the Grundle Bundle? Good call. And again, Quick Six Productions said, what priest broke Nick's heart? Oh, thank you.
Look at that. Look at all this wholesomeness.
Is easy so good. Because you're beautiful. Boop, 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 boop. Ah.
So wholesome. Very, very sweet.
Skankhunt says, kill the rich, take their cash. Duh. It's a good business plan. I'm going to go do a little pee.
Okay, do a little pee-pee.
Don't tell anybody.
Little pee-pee.
Little pee-pee.
Little pee-pee. Do it.
What do you think their song is? You know, every couple's got like their song. Well,
it's
not every couple.
It's the Dawson's Creek theme song.
Okay.
I don't want to wait for our lives to be over.
And now we know my noun, let it be.
Yeah, that's it. Actually, that's I played that for Nick Fuentes and Catboy when they were walking around in the mall together. I played that in the background.
There we go. Yeah, man. It's good shit. It's so wholesome. It's beautiful.
I love the wholesomeness of this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big
it's
fan.
It's just a farmer and his prized potato.
This is crazy. This is crazy shit. This just shows you never know who you can trust, and people are fucked up, and you should, I guess, don't trust anyone. Here it is.
A German man who was in a coma for 4 years after being poisoned by a coworker has died. The 26-year-old's death was confirmed by the German news agency DPA on Thursday. The suspect in the case, a 57-year-old solely identified as Klaus O, put mercury and other substances in coworkers' food over the course of several years.
Yeah, he put this guy in a coma for 4 years until he died from it. Isn't that fucked
Holy
up?
Shit.
He was dropping mercury into people's food that they were like leaving in the office refrigerator and shit.
Oh, God.
Dude, that is so fucked up. You're killing
people.
That's a
sick kind of like determination to kill somebody slowly through mercury poisoning. Fucked up, dude.
Two others suffering serious kidney damage. Surveillance footage showing him put suspicious powder on a coworker's sandwich led to his arrest in May 2018. The defendant was given a life sentence for attempted murder last March, but has appealed the verdict.
Oh, yeah. I was just trying to spice up their bland food, Your Honor.
What did they use to spice it up?
Mercury. This guy was killing people at his work by lacing their food with mercury, like the, you know, like the office refrigerator. He was like putting mercury in people's food.
That's not cool.
No.
If someone put mercury in my Chipotle, I'd fucking be pissed.
I would be too.
Use Tabasco Chipotle sauce. The Chipotle flavored Tabasco, smoky Tabasco. That's that good stuff.
That tastes way better than
way
mercury.
Better than mercury.
Yeah.
I saw a story recently.
Time too.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I saw a story recently of a woman who had a noodle ramen shop. And she was putting actual opium into the noodles so that people would get addicted to her noodles.
Ooh, where
That's
was this?
Nuts. This is, I don't know where this was. I just saw the news thing for the woman who got a prison time, I guess, for sliding opium up in the noodles.
I've talked about this on the show before, but when I lived in Albuquerque, there was like an organic market there, and there was someone handing out yogurt samples that were jizzed in. And and some woman recognized the taste, and like yes, it's
she's like, wait a second,
let me see.
Had a lot of yogurt in my life and an equal amount of jizz, and I know the difference.
Yeah, let me see. Here it is. Grocery worker, I gave out semen tainted yogurt.
No, I would walk 500. He pleads guilty to handing out icky sample at Albuquerque Market. A grocery store worker accused of handing out a semen-tainted yogurt sample at an Albuquerque market pleaded guilty Thursday. Under terms of his plea agreement, Anthony Garcia admitted he tainted samples of the yogurt he was handing out at Sunflower Market in January. He also admitted putting some of his semen on a plastic spoon that he... you want to scroll down a little bit?
Yeah.
That he placed with the yogurt. Garcia then approached a female customer and offered her a sample. The criminal conduct to which Anthony Garcia pleaded guilty today is completely outrageous, U.S. Attorney Kenneth J. Gonzalez said after Garcia's appearance in federal court. No one should have to endure this type of experience simply because she or her accepts a food sample while shopping for groceries. Garcia, 32, pleaded guilty to charges of adulterating food and making false statements to federal investigators. The woman told police that after tasting the sample, she spit on the floor several times, wiped her mouth, and screamed, "Jesus Christ, I know the taste of cum. That's fucking cum. You sick son of a bitch. You put cum in my mouth and all I wanted was a sweet fucking yogurt treat. Jesus Christ, not again." Investigators collected samples of the woman's spit from the floor and took the garment she was wearing as evidence. What, like, we're gonna need that bra you got on.
Yeah.
Oh, why does your bra smell like cat piss?
Yeah, we're gonna need this cat piss bra.
Yeah, so that's just a story I remember. That's just kind of mind-blowing.
Am I alleging that it was Shani for Christ that ate the cum yogurt? Yes, that's what I'm alleging right now.
I don't know if she would complain.
Cummies?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Cummies.
Cummies. Ooh, woo, cummies.
Ooh,
ooh.
So my bathwater. Ooh, woo.
I'm immune to that shit now. The word cummies doesn't bother me anymore.
Adultery.
The internet fucked that up by inundating me with fucking like cummy this, cummy that shit.
Cummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere. Is semen keto? It actually is if you look it up.
Cummy bears.
The most fucked up thing is that you can get the nutritional information for semen on the internet. It comes up like a nutritional fucking guide, you know, from the FDA.
Cummy bears drying up in your pubic hair.
Oh!
More disgusting than you can bear.
That poison people with mercury shit. Just ask a fucking anti-vaxxer. Just get them. Just vaccinate your coworkers, and they'll slip into toxic mercury comas right away.
Vaccination
situation.
I'm glad I don't eat yogurt, because I can't eat it because of keto. And now that you just tell me this story of tainted yogurt, I'm like, geez, Thank God I don't even crave yogurt anymore.
Mm.
That would ruin everything. No one should have to experience this.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up.
Two comes up for the sweet boys. Trump versus Iran and the Democrats.
Oh, God.
For decades, Iran has been the most dangerous terrorist nation in the world. Iran has been manufacturing the explosives that have been used to cripple and kill our young soldiers and Marines in Iraq. Iran has been actively trying to get nuclear weapons, and they flat out tell us that they intend to launch them on Israel and the USA. General Soleimani, the mass murderer of Iran, who was whacked by a drone strike earlier this week, was preparing to launch deadly attacks on U.S. compounds throughout the Middle East, as well as having masterminded the recent attack on the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. The Iranians apparently thought they could pull off another hostage situation.
Was
like
it
they
an attack
when...
on the U.S. Embassy in Iraq? I thought it was a counter-protest.
There was something weird. I don't know specifically what it was, but there was some kind of weird instability.
They rioted at the gates. It didn't really go very far.
So he orchestrated a protest?
Yeah, it was an Iran-backed Iraqi militia. They're claiming at the behest of Soleimani to go and riot and protest up against the gates of the embassy. But our embassy in Iraq is basically a massive bunker. Like, they weren't going to get in. It was not going to be like a... Anybody who wants to try and make it like, it's going to be like the next Benghazi, dude, fuck you. No. There was no way they were going to get into there.
Weak, wimpy Democrat Jimmy Carter was president. Or perhaps they simply intended to slaughter Americans.
Weak, wimpy Democrat? Name a president that's, like, lived as long as he has.
Yeah. When you hit 90, you tend to look weak and wimpy, and he's still out there building fucking houses.
Yeah, and he had fucking brain cancer, and he's still alive and, like, doing shit. Like, most people getting brain cancer don't survive.
They don't go out and build houses.
You could say Jimmy Carter was a shitty president, and he was. You can't say the dude's a pussy. The guy effectively has eradicated the fucking guinea worm. Like, he's done a lot of shit. A lot of shit. Yeah. Give the guy
like they did in
credit.
Benghazi when weak, wimpy Democrat Billy. That's Obama pretty sweet. Was president. But they underestimated Donald Trump. And not only was our embassy rescued with lightning speed, General Soleimani soon found justice landing on him in the form of a brimstone missile. Very appropriate considering where he is now spending eternity. They learned the hard way that their weak, wimpy, jihad-loving, anti-American brother is no longer living in the White House. But now, Iran has doubled down on stupid. They've decided to cross swords with President Trump after Trump...
Are they pissing into the same toilet? Is that how, like, they're playing swords?
I guess.
Sternly warned them. The Iranians launched a missile attack on bases housing Americans. And I believe one of the main reasons they attacked is because they know that they have the full support and cooperation of the Democrat Party. I would not be surprised.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck. What the fuck, dude? Come on. Oh.
If the Democrat Party contacted Iran and promised to join them in the effort to bring down President Trump.
Hello,
Nancy
Iran.
Pelosi and her thugs are racing.
This is Nancy Pelosi. I just got done drinking a fucking martini and impeaching a president. Do you want to just bomb us, please? Start a little war for us? We really got Trump by the balls.
To block President Trump from taking effective action to stop the terrorist regime. I do not have the words to express my disgust with the Democrat Party. They
of
have
course,
sunk
you,
so low.
You don't have the words, but you spent the last 17 fucking years on YouTube doing it without the words. Your opinions never fucking swayed or changed, Wild Bill. Your videos are never that different. Sometimes you change the background or change your little plaid shirt to a fucking biker vest, sweet little leathers, your fucking leather chaps. That's the only thing that changes. You always find the words to say the same stupid shit over and over again.
Morally and ethically that...
Nope.
This is pulling at straws. This is pulling at straw mans.
The fact that there are people that actually believe this way makes me incredibly fucking depressed. It really does. I try and have a lot of faith in humanity. I do. I try and be a very optimistic kind of guy. I think that we as a species are brilliant. We're capable of amazing, amazing things. But holy fucking balls, dude, is it really hard to be optimistic? Like when you're staring in the face of absolute idiocy. Yes, the truth of the matter is that Iran was on the phone trying to talk to the Democrats, allied to what? Slaughter soldiers? What the fuck? And the thing is, I think he believes this. I think he's sincere.
Absolutely.
And that depresses me to no fucking end. It's so crazy.
I now consider them to be a terrorist organization operating out of the halls of our Congress. And here's a Wild Bill bullet of truth for America. Whatever blood is shed in this incident is 100% on the Iranians. They are
vegan for life.
Moby's new tattoos. Checking out Moby's new tattoos. They came in November.
Check out this video. A few people have already seen this. It's 2015 Nick Fuentes versus 2019 Nick Fuentes. Yeah, check this out. This him saying one thing and then contradicting it.
And saying that the reason we should oppose Bernie Sanders is because we can't afford the programs is like saying we should oppose the Holocaust because there's no way you could kill that many people in that short a time.
Is it ridiculous when people deny the Holocaust?
Max says, if I take 1 hour to cook a batch of cookies and Cookie Monster has 15 ovens working 24 hours a day every day for 5 years, how long does it take Cookie Monster to make 6 million batches of cookies? I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah. There's a channel out there that has Nick Fuentes' first show. He used to do it on this like community channel. And it's pretty hilarious.
I mean, it goes to show you, man, like, there are actual examples you can see of somebody falling down the fucking hole.
He said at the beginning of this first video, he says he's a libertarian.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think now he says paleo conservative. I think that's how he self-identifies.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, we got to be honest with ourselves, too. A lot of these people who are on the far right, you know, they market themselves as free speech people. You know, they market themselves as like, hey, libertarians, I'm the same as you. I'm all about freedom and more ease of access, less of the government. That's not what they actually are. And like, they will mask off eventually. All of them will. They all will. All of them. So say that they do not believe in free speech. JF has said he doesn't believe in free speech. Richard Spencer has said he doesn't believe in free speech. Nick Fuentes, if really pressed on the matter, if you really pressed him, and this is for any Nick fans out there, if you press him that in the perfect state, the perfect America first, paleoconservative state, would it still be protected to say things that would be considered heretical to the Catholic Church? He will probably say no.
Yeah. Yeah. The first.
Probably.
The first episode was from November of 2015, and he bashes Trump at the beginning of it because Trump hadn't got the nomination yet. He was still kind of viewed as a joke. But yeah, look at the show. He's got a
Hello,
little
everybody.
Bobblehead doll.
I am Nicholas J. Fuentes. You're watching the Nicholas J. Fuentes Show. Since this is our first episode, I thought I'd offer a brief
introduction. Like Kagan Cowgirl and Ben Shapiro had a little baby.
Libertarian,
yeah.
With a small L, a Republican, and a constitutionalist.
And the funny thing is here is he's got two of his buddies. He breaks down all the Republican candidates here, but he's got his two buddies here with him. Yeah.
I've seen this actually. Shit.
Yeah.
I had my my feelings about Scott Walker before he decided to drop out, and personally, I think it's kind of absurd that he was the first one to do so.
This is kind of cute. Honestly, that's pretty fun. Anyway, I don't want to play the whole thing.
So I'm wearing my Cleveland Indian shirt, not for a political reason.
Chicago Blackhawks.
Oh, those Chicago Blackhawks?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Fucking, I see an Indian Indian logo, and I just think it's Cleveland. I know zero sports. And the other guy has the cutest We the People, Don't Tread on Me fucking shirt, probably Walmart brand, with a little bunny rabbit on it. So
yeah.
Cute. Little life, liberty, and the pursuit of racial cleanliness.
So we're going to go do the post show in a couple minutes here. We're about to wrap this up. Were there any Streamlabs we didn't read?
Probably. Let me go.
If you're out there and you really enjoy the show and you want to support it, right now is the best time to drop us a quick dono. If you want to send it our way, we'll read it before the end here. I'm going to put up the timer. We'll give people some time.
The cute cat said, my good friend Lonely Wolf got his Twitter suspended because he sent interracial porn to Nick Fuentes.
Are you kidding me?
That's
that might be violation of their terms of service. if it's actual porn.
And Diegelman, they can boot you for anything.
Yeah, they'll boot you for. They have this whole thing on targeted harassment.
Mm.
Diegelman said, "Did you see Moby's new tattoos?
Yes.
The vegan ones? Yeah, we pulled them up real quick." Diegelman said, "Can't believe you got Jonathan Davis on the show. Can I get a 'Are you ready?' into the mid, John?"
Oh, wow.
Hey, that's not corn.
Oh, wait, that's not corn. Oh, yeah. Fuck. I don't want to download that. I'm pressed on it. Like, I don't know.
I don't know corn. Got the life. That's all I can remember.
I remember that.
Are you ready? That's as good as I get.
Skank Hunt 42 said, "Kill the rich, take the cash, duh."
Yeah.
And Wojtek said, "Don't blame them. Uncle Andrew is a dick. Everyone in that family's a cunt. Let them run away. They can still get money. No prob."
So tonight's post show is not on Twitch. It is on Patreon, $10 and above. If you want to hang out, come there. We're all gonna hang out. Also, while some of you are still here, the real fans hanging out here.
Yes.
I want to let you know that I'm doing a design contest. For designs that would look good on t-shirts, posters, mugs. I'm inviting the DP fans who are artistic and creative to send us your best designs to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. Send it to us there. The one that we choose will get a free t-shirt with their design on it and a $25 Amazon gift card on top of that. We're looking for good designs featuring us and the DP logo and, artistic renditions of myself and Billy the Fridge.
Yes. Brunetto gave us a little love there, too. And Czar said, "Stay strong, everybody. Sweet boys rock." Thank you, Czar. Yeah.
Mm.
Want to give you guys the first crack at the new designs. See if you guys come up. Because you guys come up with some great fucking art sometimes. We're all so surprised to get that shit. I always love it. I love getting fan art. And sometimes we just out of nowhere get like the coolest shit. It always makes me feel like life's worth living when somebody paints a picture of me. I don't know if that's my narcissism.
It is.
Of course it is.
Dude, all the pictures hanging in your room are pictures of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always point them out too when I have people over. I'm like, this is crazy that I got a picture of myself on the wall. Is that crazy? They're like, yes, it is. Yes, it is crazy.
You should just put mirrors all over your room, all over the walls and ceiling. That way you're always looking back at yourself.
I don't really care to look at myself. Plus, then I'd have to look at anybody else I had in the room. I don't want that. I want images of myself, artistic renditions. I should get more of them printed up. I should get a stripper pole in my room and practice stripper polling. Is that what they call it? Hey, Tech. Grandmother is dead, currently out of work, but hey, I have savings, video games, and you guys to keep me entertained. Also got an electric skateboard that can apparently get up to 33 miles per hour. It's kind of scary. Sorry about your grandma.
Yeah.
That's awesome about the fucking scary-ass skateboard, though, Tech. Thank you for the
Somebody was saying no artistic renderings of Jeff Holliday. This is like some of my favorite fan art right here. There you go.
Oh, dude, people have made ones of me like that too, wearing the mask. Like they took they took that Nazi propaganda sketch and made it look like me with long hair and a wrestling mask.
No, mm-hmm. that's not what propaganda are you talking about. Come on.
Come on.
Proud to be American, or at least I know I'm free. Goddamn right I'm free. Goddamn right this is America. Ain't that America? Should this just be a karaoke where we sing pro fucking America songs for 5 minutes? Is that strange? Is that how we go into World War III?
Yes.
With a rebel war cry?
Could be.
Nah.
It would be.
Yeah, stripper poles definitely rotate. It's so that you can grasp your legs on the pole. And the spin doesn't give you chafing on your legs. It's the momentum of the pole itself spinning. The cute cat said, "Billy, can you tell my boyfriend John that I love him in your ooh-woo voice, pretty please?" Let me see. Ooh-woo, John. The cute cat love you. Ooh-woo.
Ooh-woo.
Ooh-woo-woo. Johnny boy, we love you too. I think that's the best I can do. I don't know.
That's good.
I don't know, man. I'm just glad that cute cats got love for John.
That's true. It could be. That's true.
That's true.
Can you imagine living your life without any cats that love you? That would be so awful.
I'm not a cat person, but at the house, they're my favorite animal at the house. I hate saying this because they're all great animals. There's Duke, who's like a golden retriever, I think. He's like
great fucking dog.
Sweet, big, old, classic dog. Sweet boy. He's there at the house. And then there's two cats, Jim and Oscar. Oscar has one eye. And Jim is this white fat cat. And I love fat cats. So Jim is my favorite, but they're all sweet animals. Jeff, please sing a song with that mic effect again. This is Deagle 9.
Well, you don't have to pick a song. What am I going to sing?
Ooh.
With my new nice microphone, too. What am I singing?
What do you think? Is there like a nice anthem you sing that you have on mine? Nice.
Shit. Oh God. Okay. I got it.
Girl, you deserve an Oscar. You deserve an Oscar. You deserve an Oscar.
God, that ruined my life. Thank you for that.
Is it? No, it wasn't good. It wasn't good.
I hated it.
He loves that song.
I hated it. Damn it. But thank you.
I did. Oh, I was telling the chat though yesterday. I did for the first time introduce Memory to Ice JJ Fish.
Yeah,
and it was pretty great. It went better than I thought. She might have had a stroke. I can't really quite tell. Her face went a little limp for a while, and she didn't move.
Oh, no.
She twitched, but eventually she was all right.
Yeah, he has the voice of an angel.
He does.
There's the video of that I did for MTV, the trailer for it. It's got like Ice JJ Fish in it and me and a bunch of other people singing. He is so bad in the video. Like they make a point to have him be the absolute worst. I'm obviously not a great singer, you know. I was in there and I stand out as this big fat thumb dude. But that's why they wanted me on the show. They were like, dude, we'll just be a big fat thumb fridge. And I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm. If that's what the people want,
they want the thumb.
I just noticed that I didn't set the delay right for this show, so there's like a way bigger delay than usual.
Oof.
I hate it.
By about 20 seconds? Yeah.
Yeah, YouTube, like, by default sets it at a 20-second delay when it can be way shorter. I don't know why they do that by default. But... yeah, who can really explain anything they do? The links are up for the post show, by the way, guys. If you qualify, we'll be going into that in a minute and a half or so.
Hey, Josh DeForge, everyone go send some love to the MXR plays. They're being screwed over by copyright claimers. That sucks.
I'm not sure who that is.
Yeah. What is happening? What is happening, Josh DeForge?
MXR plays a YouTube channel with 825,000 subscribers. We're being extorted for all our money and we don't know what to do anymore. Oh shit. Oh wow. That sucks.
Robo Jeff is best boy. Love you all. Thanks for the show. Thank you, Bite Size.
Thank
Crowns.
You for helping us out. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Shout out to IP2 West Coast. Blame it on my ADD, baby. It wasn't the white rapper show. It was a show called Copycat. It was basically like karaoke, but fanatic karaoke. It's weird. It was weird. I met the fucking producer of the show at a party in LA, and he was like, I want you on my show, bro. I want you on my show. And I was like, okay, let's do it.
And he put on cat ears.
Well, basically, they had these giant cat chairs that we sat in on the stage. It was like at a big classic big sound stage in Hollywood, right? It was the old on Sunset Boulevard, one of the big major studios. It's been around for like ever down in Hollywood, and they had a big multi-million dollar set. It looked like a damn American Idol set with like tiny little cat additions to it. Deagle 9 says, Billy, are you still mates with Onision after everything? Sadly, no more Onision friendship. I cannot be sweet boys with that boy anymore. And it makes me sad because I was groomed by him. And I missed the grooming.
You liked it.
I liked it. I felt so special when I was with him.
You know, if you're raised up and that's all you know, you know.
He made me feel special is all I'm saying. He made me feel like the only girl in the world.
All right. I think we're going to wrap it up now and go into the post show. We'll see everyone that qualifies there in a few minutes. Good night, everybody, and we will see you on Saturday.
You deserve an Oscar. You deserve an
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your...
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.